If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Two cheers for Lisa. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Now, deep breath and quiet.
Lisa May.
Oh, Lisa, you're so fine, you're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Lisa, hey, Lisa.
Swallow! 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 Swallow!
Lisa, never, ever stop in the middle of a hoedown.
Well, doesn't Lisa sound feminine and attractive?
Base is loaded, bottom of the ninth. Are you going to step up? Oh, yeah. Because it's winning time, you magnificent son of a bitch. You go in there and show them. Make mommy proud of her big boy because he's the best.
And now.
Okay, band meeting. Brett.
Yes.
Jermaine.
Also yes.
Murray, present. Of course. Right. Oh, yes, item one.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31, and it is Tuesday, the 27th of January.
Soy el hombre. Vagina.
Yeah, me too.
I love Flight of the Conchords.
I do too.
It is so good.
So glad it's back.
Yes.
So funny. That song I still haven't seen the first episode. I haven't seen the second one yet for this season.
Me too. That song that he sings, though, is just one of the funniest things ever.
Which one?
The manager guy.
Oh, that sings the song. Yes. Yeah, that was unexpected.
After he gets fired? Yeah, because I don't think they've ever had him sing before.
I don't think so.
I love Murray so much.
He's great.
The best. He's so funny. Hey, we are going to take your calls for a Tuesday morning for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew on any topic, 1-800-520-1067. We got a couple of lines open. Am I the only one who's not excited about octuplets? Because if you watched the news yesterday, you'd think that that one of those babies is the return of Jesus.
Well, it is what did they say? Only the second time that all eight have lived?
In the United States, yeah.
Yeah.
Octuplets.
Can you imagine?
No.
Because they have a TV show about the first set of octuplets.
Yeah.
That's right.
On TLC or whatever.
John and Kate plus eight.
That's right.
Yeah.
Were that's the other American
I assume
set?
It's got to be. They got eight kids.
I've never watched that. I didn't know that they were U.S., but.
Yeah, they are. But, they're in Pennsylvania. But,
That can't be anyone's goal when they and they're being very secretive about the parents. They haven't released almost any details beyond medical and procedural with the births yesterday. But that couldn't have been their goal is to have that many. I mean, I guess fertility drugs were almost certainly involved, but you got to be thinking, well, at most triplets, right?
Oh yeah.
No matter how much you love kids, the most you ever want is probably three at a time. I would think.
When I had kids, I was petrified it was going to be three. I mean, really, really seriously scared. Eight kids? Are you kidding me?
They 46 doctors in the delivery room.
Oh my God!
Because they got a whole team for everyone. Because you know they're 9 weeks early, so they're super delicate and need immediate care. And they had all eight of them were born in less than 5 minutes.
Oh my God.
According to
assembly line.
King of Mexico, they only thought there were seven. The eighth was a surprise.
Yeah, they missed a heartbeat.
So they went back in and went, hey, excuse me, one more.
Can you imagine what difference does it make?
She must be ruined forever downstairs.
Well, I don't know about downstairs, but I'll tell you, they probably didn't. Did C-section.
Yeah, probably.
Right?
Probably.
Yeah. But on that show, John and Kate, they actually show her right before she was giving birth, and I've never seen. I mean, her stomach was so big. It needed to be supported.
It was cartoonish.
Yes. Yeah. And then they showed her a couple of years later before some doctor kindly gave her a tummy tuck. And she was still having to wrap her stomach up every day because the skin just wouldn't come. Of course, would not come back.
Tad used to do that. I remember that was ugly. Yeah,
yeah, it wasn't good.
But she, I guess they're all breathing on their own now. I think I heard that this morning. But I tuned into the 5 o'clock news and 25 minutes of the 5 o'clock news of the 30, I think, was the press conference about the babies. That was all they were talking about.
Yeah.
They did several minutes on every other newscast last night too.
Were they independently wealthy? I hope
they haven't said anything about that.
I doubt that. Because
I mean, obviously, if you're low to middle income or middle income or even low high income, you're going to take a lot of help.
That's why that other couple does the show, and they get tons of stuff donated to them. And this couple's going to have to be,
they're going
to
have sponsors lined up today outside their door that want you to make sure you're using Pampers or whatever the product is that they want to make sure to get the exposure for with those Octoblos. Because this is going to be, I mean, this happened yesterday, but you'll be hearing about this for the rest of your life because there's going to be follow-up stories on their first birthday and when they start school. I mean, you're going to always hear about these L.A. octuplets.
Yeah, that's true.
That seems bad.
It does.
That really seems bad in every way.
I hope they're cute.
I just wish that couple would have just adopted one kid and I'd been done with it.
Yeah, would have helped.
Instead of going to what they went through and ended up with eight.
Well, with population problems, we don't really need octuplets, you know?
That's what Southern California needs.
Unbelievable.
There are other, like Italy could use them. You know, they have a dying population.
Sure.
So they could go there.
Let's kick them out. Let's move. Let's make a move there.
That's make them see
good force idea. Them to go to Italy. That's a great idea, Lisa. I like the way you think.
All right. Let's take your calls. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
Well, Saturday, February 7th, there's only one place to be, and that's Angel Stadium for the Supercross. AMA Supercross is coming to town. Tickets are available right now through Ticketmaster.com, or you can win them just for being on the air for mere seconds on the Kevin and Bean Show with something interesting to say at 1-800-520-1067. It's Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew.
Talk about octuplets. Talk about other things in the news that maybe we missed. Questions, comments, anything that you have. Let's start with George in Los Angeles. Good morning, George.
Hey, good morning. What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, George?
Yeah, did you guys hear about that basketball team that racked up the points on another basketball team in Dallas, Texas?
You mean the 100 to nothing?
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah.
Weren't they being criticized for
running it
in,
up?
Yeah, for running it up, because it wasn't 50-0 at the half. And
well,
then...
if by criticize you mean did they fire the coach after the game? Yes.
They did?
They did, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Because I think I heard the coach saying something about, you know, we teach him to try to win. It's really hard to hold him back.
Well, you
it's not. He's wrong. It's not. It's not hard to hold him back from 100 to nothing. You've got retarded kids of your own you can put into play against their retarded kids. You can definitely slow the score down.
They were special needy kids.
Were they special needs? I mean, was it a...
No.
Yeah, well, they weren't mentally, like, the way...
Well, that's what they were learning disabled. The kids that got beat 100 to nothing were learning disabled, is how they're being described.
They were doing a lot of air balls, and... You know what? They were out of bounds, I believe. Get it? Out of bounds?
Okay, thanks for the call.
Wow. My God.
Put you right on hold. We appreciate the call right up until that moment.
Fired.
That went south quick.
Let's talk to our buddy Jeremy over there in Korea on line one. We haven't heard from him, I don't think, this year yet.
Always drunk when he calls.
Jeremy?
Yeah. Oh, it's me. What did you do, baby poo?
What did you do, Jeremy?
Hey, Jeremy. He always calls us, you know, it's like midnight in South Korea, and he has usually had a drink or two.
Mm-hmm.
Or three or four.
Yeah,
I want to say Happy New Year. It's actually the Chinese New Year, which is a huge celebration over here.
Oh,
okay.
So I want to say Happy New Year. And if you were born in the year of the rooster, like I was born in the year of the rooster, and I read my horoscope.
Yeah.
No, nothing on that one.
Well, I mean,
I thought about that all day, and I was like, something funny to say.
I understand that you're proud of it, but a lot of us understood many, many years ago that there's a synonym for rooster that can be used on the radio. We got that.
Still funny, though.
It was a nice effort.
It was a nice effort.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Hey, so, let me ask you this, Jeremy, because, you know, you see the U.S. news, and every day the economy goes deeper and deeper into a hole. I mean, yesterday there were over 40,000 layoffs in this country, scattered over a bunch of companies, everybody from Home Depot to Sprint. What's the economy like over there?
You know, when I first got here, the yuan, that's a dollar here, was actually the same as the U.S. dollar, which is 1,000 yuan basically equals a dollar.
Right.
Now the yuan has actually escalated to a 7-year high compared to the U.S. dollar. So when I send money home to have to pay for bills, it's actually more, which is kind of funny. Which, like, we're in a global recession, and U.S. is in a recession, but honestly, other countries, especially Korea, is in a lot more worse of a recession.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's even worse there. Okay, I got you. Well, don't lose your job, man, because you're the kind of guy I see just drinking himself to death if you start to get depressed.
Jesus, you're good at your job.
And I'm an amateur doctor, apparently, too. Thanks for the call. Let's try Thomas in Mira Loma on line 3 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Tom. Thanks for calling in. What'd it do?
Kevin and Bean.
What's going on?
Hey, dude. I just wanted to say I do road work. I do, like, striping and stuff.
Yep.
And I'm out in Anaheim, and I have these girls come by, and they're screaming at me. We hear it all the time, so we pay no attention. Well, they come back by, and the girl tries to flash me and falls out of the car, out of the window of the car.
Yes, yes, yes.
How fast were they going?
I'd say probably like maybe 35, 40. And I felt, it happened. I felt bad, but I started laughing because it was so funny because I was just like the worst thing ever. But
was she all right?
Yeah, she just, well, I don't know. They car locked them up and they, she ran to the car and took off.
Did she get road rash on her boobies?
I don't know. It happened so fast after she fell. She's just tumbling and.
Well, you got to admire her, you know.
Hey, she tried, you know.
She sure did.
She did her best to flash you.
Exactly. I think she should be commended. She should not be chastised for the way it ended because it was worth the effort.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call. Let's do one more. Vince is in Riverside on line 5. Vince is asking a question that a lot of us have been thinking over the last 24 hours. Good morning, Vince. Welcome to the show. What'd it do?
What'd it do? What'd it do, Lisa?
What'd it do?
What's going on?
Yeah, hey, I was watching TV last night, and I forgot which one it was, Extra or one of those, but Jessica Simpson has become pretty fat lately.
We saw some photos.
Yeah, it isn't
fat for normal fat people, but it is like noticeably fatter than she was.
Chunky for her, and her face especially.
Yeah.
Definitely. She totally has arm fat going on, that's for sure.
She does, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think she may have octuplets in there.
And just doesn't know it?
Yeah, could be. Never know.
Or is it
eight
just
different fathers, what I heard. Yeah, exactly. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it.
Fat people. What's the difference between being addicted to heroin and addicted to ranch? Put the ranch down, fat ass.
Whoa.
Fat asses, I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it until the day I die. Fat people.
Okay.
Overweight people have it hard enough being disgusting without you making fun of them.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
Who are you people that have sex with sex dolls?
Mike.
I mean, really?
Well, Doc, obviously. Doc, yeah, Doc, that goes without saying.
We'll tell that story a little bit later on this morning. But there was
Doc's kicking the plastic people. Come on.
There was a story in the news the last couple of weeks about a guy that was breaking into adult shops, and he would go right for the Jungle Jane, apparently was the name of the specific sex doll. Mm-hmm. And then he'd have a nice romantic evening with it, and then throw it out back in the trash.
Oh,
yeah.
So much like a guy.
And it. Wow.
And he doesn't even want to see the same plastic sex doll more than once, Lisa.
I know.
And it turns out you can trace DNA pretty easily through that. So that's right. You got caught doing that. let's see. President Obama says you can't just listen to Rush Limbaugh. That's not good. Steady diet of just Rush Limbaugh. Mm-hmm. You got to get kind of both sides.
But Rush tells the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth. There's nothing I need to know that Rush Limbaugh doesn't tell me.
Yeah.
Rush didn't have anything to say about that, did he?
Well, we'll find out.
Okay.
Yeah, this is he's one of the few that just is so, what's the word, partisan? That
yes.
he just, nothing is good. He hopes for nothing good. He wants everybody else to fail unless they do what he wants.
Right.
He's a pain in the ass, that guy. Yeah.
And the most listened to radio personality in the United States.
In
so
the United
clearly
States.
There is an audience for him, that's for sure.
Harvey Levin from TMZ.com on the program today.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking to Harvey. I have not been paying very close attention to this John Travolta extortion story, and I know that TMZ has been all over this every step of the way, so I'm fascinated to find out what the real deal is on that.
Yeah, I heard that it was like somebody in the government.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, Bahamian official is the one who is extorting him because somebody they had access to photos of his poor dead son.
Oh my God!
What's that about?
That the ambulance driver I think took. I mean, what?
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
That's horrible. Internet roundup today we will do, and we also have Xbox 360 and Madden 09 for you.
Okay.
So that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We will take a quick break and come right back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
Where's our little friend Ralph Garman, the guy who comes in usually and talks about Jennifer Lopez here?
He will be here momentarily.
Yeah, he's here.
He'll be joining us.
Yeah.
But by the way, Kevin did mention that we have Xbox today that we're going to be giving away, Xbox 360 and Madden 09. Kevin, you're the only person I know personally who has already played the 09. I know it's been out for some time now, but does it continue to be awesome?
Yeah, it's one of the most amazing games. The stuff you can do with it is really complex. You can't learn it real quick. I mean, I lost 59-0 the first time I played.
Oh, my God.
Do you play as the Cardinals, by the way?
I do, yes. Yeah.
And now, check but you not out. Before.
And yeah, now, this year.
Yeah.
In NHL 09, I play as the Kings. But those are they've gotten really amazing. But the thing about Madden 09 is that there's no Madden. There's really
What do you mean? He goes in and records stuff for it every year.
But he's not the play-by-play or the color announcer.
So what is he?
Uh-huh. He's every once in, 15 minutes, he'll say something.
Hey, don't do that.
Yeah, I know. It's really,
really? Goes away.
It's really bizarre. It's like they just said, all right, listen, can we just put it out with your name on it?
That was a dumb play. Boom.
It goes away again. Well, I think if I read the memo correctly, every morning this week on the Kevin and Bean Show, in the 7 o'clock hour, you'll have a chance to win your own setup. So that'll be coming up again today here on K-Rock. Right now, 5:50. It's Tuesday. Rob's here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Mickey Rourke doesn't want this comeback to stick.
Okay.
He's determined to put himself back into obscurity. Mickey Rourke, actor who was a big, big star in the 80s, mm-hmm. got his biggest break, I guess, in Body Heat, was where he made his first sort of impression on moviegoers, and then he went on to star in Diner and many other motion pictures throughout the 80s, where he was considered an up-and-coming De Niro-esque, Pacino-esque kind of actor's actor
was
movie
Was he considered
star.
That good?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I never knew
And
that.
Shockingly, a sex symbol, too, which is hard to believe if you look at him now.
Well, he was a great-looking guy back in the day, and then he got into boxing and had several procedures done to his face, and now he looks like a mutton chop.
Was he crazy or just drugs?
Crazy.
Or both? I could never...
Crazy, and crazy. Then fame made him crazier, and then substances added to that, yeah. And had a high-profile romance with a model named Carrie Otis for a long time.
Yeah.
And, did 9.5 weeks, that famous sexy movie with Kim Basinger, and then his career just plummeted. He fell off the face of the earth, basically, and this wrestler has brought him back. But apparently he doesn't want to stay there.
Why? What's he doing?
Because Mickey has announced he's going to be wrestling for real in WrestleMania 25 in Houston, Texas.
All right, then.
F*** off, loser!
Of course, he's in The Wrestler, the movie The Wrestler.
Yeah.
And now he's going to actually get into the ring as a wrestler. For a while, he was a boxer. Remember, he kept telling her when he yeah. wasn't an actor anymore, he was a boxer, and he got in the ring with real boxers. And they, look at his face. See how well that went.
Aren't there movie roles being offered to him?
I'm sure there are.
Huh.
The boys.
What would he need him for?
The boys from the WWE called me and asked me to do it. I said, I want to. I'm talking with legend Roddy Rowdy Piper about it.
Yeah.
Didn't he see the movie The Wrestler and how crappy that life is?
I guess he did, but thinks now he can be a wrestler.
I don't understand how that kind of wrestling can still be in existence now that UFC is so big.
It's kids. Kids. The UFC is not for kids.
I guess not.
Would you want your kids watching those guys bloody each other? It's play. It's play fighting
cartoon
for kids
characters.
Who go yeah. enjoy like a.
I guess
like an
I didn't
movie.
Think about that. I was just thinking how real UFC is and how not real that is.
Yeah.
Well, it's not for grown ups, but the kids still get into it. They love to root for the bad guys and cheer on the good guys and that kind of stuff. But he's going to go wrestle in WrestleMania.
All right.
So all that credibility he's gotten back from the wrestler now is going right down the toilet. I used to be on his side. I was big proponent of Mickey Rourke. I really enjoyed his work in the '80s. Pope of Greenwich Village, one of my favorite movies of all time. He's brilliant in that. But now I hope he loses the Oscar. I so hope he doesn't win the Oscar.
Really?
Not just because I think he's frittering away this opportunity, but I don't want to hear any more about his goddamn dogs.
Did he talk about his dogs when he gives acceptance speeches?
He thanks them.
He thanks his dogs?
Above everyone else. He credits them for keeping him going when things got rough. Because when it comes down to it, man, it's just a guy and his dog.
Wow.
And he names his dogs in the speech and talks about his dogs and how much he loves his dogs with his dogs.
At the Golden Globes, he even shouted out to his previous dogs, dogs that are no longer with him.
Yes.
He was still thanking from the podium.
His dogs
right?
that are dead.
I
dead
like
dogs.
I like him more and more now. He's crazy.
He also wears a ring on his finger with all six names of his dogs engraved on it.
He loves his dogs.
So he can carry them wherever he goes, even when they're not with him.
I don't even have that.
Huh.
He's Psycho Mike-esque. That's what he is with the dogs.
That's scary. Yeah.
So, except with some talent.
So I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear from him anymore. Congratulations.
I do. Wrestling. Now I want to hear from him because I didn't realize he was that stupid crazy.
Speaking of actors, interesting news in the ongoing negotiations between the Producers Guild and the Screen Actors Guild. Doug Allen has been fired as the National Executive Director and Chief Negotiator for the union. The board has decided not doing such a great job. Doug
He's
Allen.
The one that was pushing really hard for a strike.
He wanted to be a strike. It's so funny, too, because the guy wasn't even ever an actor. They brought him from the outside just to head up the guild. And so he got into a pissing contest with this producer's guild. And they just said, you know what, you're not helping us.
Yeah.
So is that a sign that they don't want to strike?
I think it is, yeah.
Good.
So he's been removed from negotiations. No words yet on who's going to take his place. But it looks like the up-and-coming... There's a movement in the guild to keep this thing from happening. It looks like they're starting to pressure more and more on the executive board to make things happen. So that's good news. We'll see what happens. Interesting list in today's showbiz news. This comes from comedy.com, the website. They asked a bunch of guys, who are the 10 oldest women you'd still bang when it comes to celebrities? Of course, Kevin doesn't have this list, but for other people, he might find
only has this list.
Kevin has this list. It's just that his top woman on the
23?
List is...
Abigail Breslin. Yeah,
Abigail Breslin.
Yeah, there you go.
Alessandra Ambrosio.
Dakota Fanning. Dakota Fanning is the oldest woman Kevin would bang.
How dare you?
I don't know who's my new number one now that Estelle Getty is dead, but let's hear who the people on the column.
Bean's list is 70 plus.
And the good news is with the list, they provide the photos, and you look and say,
Okay, who you got?
Kevin wouldn't, obviously, but.
It depends.
Morgan Fairchild.
She looks good.
Remember Morgan Fairchild from the 80s? She was in a bunch of TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
She still looks good.
She is 58 years old, and they've got a photo of here, and they got great quotes underneath the photos. Them breastises don't look 58.
Is she the one who did all the Old Navy commercials in
recent
years?
Yes, right.
Yeah, she does look good.
Very attractive. Cheryl Teagues, number 9 on the list.
Yeah.
Sure.
Although, have you been watching that True Beauty show over on ABC?
It's great. She doesn't look
I haven't.
The show is great. She's not looking as good.
That's the one where they bring in models, but then they judge them on their inner beauty.
They do like hidden camera stuff. While they think the models think they're participating in a sheer looks contest,
right?
They keep challenging them by hiring actors to play roles in their real life to see how they react in situations, see whether they're beautiful people on the inside or not. It's interesting stuff. Vanessa Minnillo is the host, which probably doesn't do Cheryl Teagues any favors as one of the judges. But
stand next to her.
She made the list. Susan Lucci was number 8 on the list. Still attractive.
I think she looks good.
At 61, still really attractive.
She is.
Number 7 on the list, Suzanne Somers, who doesn't ever seem to age.
Yeah.
Isn't that the truth?
She's 61, too, and she looks maybe in her 40s. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
She has the same body that she had 30 years ago.
Yeah. Diane Sawyer on the list at number 6.
Really?
But Bean, she does news.
She does do
she
news.
She does do news, Bean. That would be a
Come
win
on.
For you.
I don't think she's quite hot enough, though.
I'm way out on her.
The comment under her photo on the list, I bet she's really classy in the bedroom, whatever that means. Number 5, Goldie Hawn. At 62?
No, not for me.
She doesn't look 62.
She doesn't look good enough to do, though.
And the quote for this photo, just pretend it's Kate Hudson. Number 4, Helen Mirren.
Hell yes.
We all saw those bikini pictures of her climbing into that boat this summer. She looked terrific.
Helen Mirren can rock your world.
Nope.
You know
she's got a great body for her age. But
and she's a ballsy broad, too.
Yes,
Nope.com. By that, you mean she has balls?
No.
No.
I don't mean she's a ballsy broad.
That's a no one.
Dolly Parton.
Nope.
Are you out of your goddamn mind?
No, wouldn't you have to just to see him? Wouldn't you have to just to see him?
Yeah. I'd like to see her without the wig and the makeup.
Can you just see him and walk off?
She's got to keep that on. She's got to keep that on.
No, that's a terrible idea.
I'm just curious.
I don't think I could physically. I don't think things would work.
It says, like if Dolly Parton was hitting on you, you'd turn it down. It would be your duty as an American. Kevin's not an American.
Nope.com.
Communist. Raquel Welch.
Hells yeah.
She should be on the list.
She absolutely should be on the list. At 67 years old today, she is, she's not a would-do, she's a would-want-to-do, as they say here on the list. And number 1, which usually ends up on these lists, Sophia Loren, legendary Italian actress Sophia Loren, is still sexy at 73 years old.
She's amazing.
Really? 70?
Would you do her?
She doesn't look 73 at
all.
So, there you go. Top 10 babes you'd still do, oldest women you'd still bang.
They ruin your whole day here.
Kevin's
that
got
list?
A cold sweat. He's literally broken out into a cold sweat.
That's not a bad list. I wouldn't do most of them, but that's not a bad list.
Yeah. Donnie Marie still rocking out there in Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, they're bringing in huge crowds in Vegas, Donnie Marie.
A little bit country, a little bit rock and roll.
They sure are, Lisa.
Oh, dear God.
I'm telling you, it's a great show. You know I saw it.
Shut up.
Donnie, I did not know you saw it.
Ralph, for people who don't know who Donnie and Marie are, would you mind telling them? Because Bean seems to be too excited.
Well, the Osmond family was a bunch of boy singers. They're like one of the first ever boy bands. They used to sing on variety shows and that kind of stuff way back in the 60s. And then in the 70s, Donnie split off into teen idoldom. And he started working with his sister Marie, and they had a TV variety show in the 70s, I guess it was. And they were horrible, horrible, horrible entertainers.
And by horrible, you mean immensely talented and entertaining.
No, I think I'm pretty sure what the word horrible means.
Old
and I'm
school
using it
horrible
in its original context, which is horrible.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, people still like him because they got this squeaky clean image, so a lot of, you know,
Middle America
RV drivers still like Donnie Marie. And apparently they're in Vegas now, and they're just pulling in huge crowds. Inexplicably.
Vegas is like the new Bronson.
Or Branson.
Branson,
too, for that,
that one.
Either one.
It's a very entertaining show, but what's going on with Donnie and Marie today?
I'm just saying that they have to shut it down for a while, because Donnie Osmond has announced he is joining Season 8 of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, now his sister already did it, right?
Yes, she did.
She passed out, remember?
That's right, from all the excitement.
That was awesome.
So I guess they're going to keep it on until every Osmond has been on the show at one time or another. But big, big news. Dancing with the Stars fans.
Yeah, not really.
Well, you're not a Dancing with the Stars fan.
That's correct.
But they'll be happy
to see
Marie,
I'll tell you that.
The inside info.
You do,
Donnie. She looks fantastic.
It's just good since she did the Jenny Craig.
She got really thin.
Yeah,
she looks real good.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
Keith.
Yes, that is
true.
She's got
those giant
teeth. She's got teeth the size of my head.
And Chola makeup. She has the like teeny little penciled on eyebrows and like the weird pulled back Jackie Chan eyes.
I don't appreciate your slandering our Mexican sisters.
Yeah, no kidding.
Mister. Quite frankly, I'm not pleased with you right now.
All right. It is scandalous.
Today's celebrity birthday is James Cromwell, very talented character actor. Played Jack Bauer's dad on 24, of course, starred in Babe. He is 69 years old today. Actress Mimi Rogers, who 69. Was the first Tom Cruise, Mrs. Tom Cruise, is 53 years old today. Keith Olbermann, over there on MSNBC, he's 50 years old. Actress Bridget Fonda turns 45.
Ooh.
Actor Alan Cumming, geez, if you like 69, what are you going to do with this name? He's 44 years old today. Oh, you're all quiet now, aren't you? Yeah. And Mike Patton from Faith No More turns 44 years old. Today, I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Emails are starting to flood in, by the way. People very upset with people who are not on the list of the top 10 women you do that are old.
Oh, is that right?
Really?
Jane Seymour, for instance. A couple of outraged listeners. Oh. Where the hell is Jane Seymour on that list?
Okay. I put her in front of Dolly Parton. I put everyone in front of her.
Dude. I think Dolly knows stuff. I think you'd be I think you'd be very pleased with an evening with Dolly.
Nope.
All right, it's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. How long has President Obama been in office now? Today's Tuesday, so it's been just a week, right?
Yes, yep. And things aren't better. What's
well,
he doing?
True.
Might even be getting worse.
As a matter of fact, yeah, that's an excellent point. I thought things were supposed to be better. What have you done for us lately, Mr. President? Well, it's probably the best thing that ever happened to Rush Limbaugh because, you know, at least 4 years of Mr. Obama gives Rush Limbaugh, the conservative radio talk show host, plenty to complain about. And there's a little bit of a war of words going on right now between the president and Rush Limbaugh. We've got Rush on the phone with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning, Rush. Welcome back.
Good morning, my friends. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Well, it must be weird, even a guy as famous as you are and a guy who's been on the radio for so long, when the President of the United States calls you out by name, as he did this week.
Well, it just goes to show you how pathetic this administration has been while in office.
For the week that it's been in office?
Yes.
Okay.
One of the worst weeks in the history of presidential politics. And they have personalized this war against me to keep you, the American people, distracted from what's really going on in Washington.
Well, for folks who didn't hear the quote, let me try to put it in context, Rush, and you tell me if I'm wrong here. The president was basically saying that there's a lot of work to be done, and he needs people in Congress to work together, and he's trying to distance himself and his administration from the partisanship ways of the past. He says you can't just listen to Rush Limbaugh and get things done.
That's not correct. The only way you can listen, the only way you can get things done is to listen to Rush Limbaugh.
Well, he was saying you can listen to Rush, but you should listen to both sides.
No, you should not.
You shouldn't listen to both sides.
You should listen to my side
only.
And my side only.
Hmm.
Aren't there other people who maybe have good ideas?
No. No. There's just me and the Republicans. And that's how we should run this country. But friends,
it sounds like, Rush, and a lot of people have said that you want all Democrats to fail, even if it would be bad for America.
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
I don't like Democrats.
Right.
Well, I understand that.
I'm
That's
not
fine.
Particularly fond of minorities.
Okay.
Well, I've heard that,
don't
yes.
get a kick out of women.
All right.
Largely, I'm just in favor of large, sweaty, fat, white men who smoke cigars.
I see. So just yourself.
Yes.
All right.
And pills.
I am fond of OxyContin, however. Try to get a joke in without Bean doing it first.
I
challenge you, my friends, to try that.
Okay. Well, Rush, here's the thing, though. You may disagree with the president's policies, but if they work and if America turns around economically, that's good for the country. You should be happy about that as an American, even if it wasn't your idea. If it works, that's good.
Wrong.
It's not good.
Not good for Russia. Not good for the El Rush Bowl.
Because you're saying a lot of things that are the opposite, and then you'll be proven untrue?
Yes.
I see.
I need someone to fight. And well, George W. Bush, for 8 years, ruined that for me.
Yeah,
how
that's
can
true.
I support him? But now I can fight against this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that's
right. going
to be good for me. And
okay.
what's good for me is good for the nation, my friends.
I'm not sure that's technically always true.
And by nation, I mean me.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Colin Powell has also jumped into the fray recently. He said, can we continue to listen to Rush Limbaugh? Is this really the kind of party that we want to be? Now, remember, he's a Republican. When these kinds of spokespersons seem to appeal to our lesser instincts rather than our better instincts, that has to hurt, Rush.
Now you know why I don't like the minorities.
That has nothing to do with it.
They tend to speak out.
Yes.
I'm not a big fan of that. I like people who get in line, who follow in step, or in goose step, if you will.
Yeah, let's not go there.
Rush. He was the Secretary of State, though. The guy has a right to his opinion. He knows what he's talking about. He's a guy who has a lot of experience in government.
That may be, my friends, but I was the secretary of the only deaf guy working in radio.
Well, I guess that's true.
You can't
true.
Take that away from me.
That is true.
That is true. All right, so you don't wish Mr. Obama well. It's going to be a very, very long 4 years then, isn't it?
Not only do I not wish him well, I would have to say I wish him ill.
Oh, Rush.
That's terrible.
All right, not ill, but icky.
Okay.
I wish him icky.
It's a little bit better.
Anything else, my friend?
Pretty much it.
All right, then.
So, Super Bowl Sunday coming up this weekend?
Yep.
Kevin, I've never seen you as excited. Oh, wait a minute. You're dreading it.
Why? Yeah.
Well, I'm not it's weird because
it is your team. Finally, the Cardinals.
Yeah.
They're in the Super Bowl.
You should be so excited.
And I could win a ton of dough.
Right.
But I got to drive to Lancaster for a soccer game on Super Bowl Sunday.
Are you kidding?
Now, the good thing is that it's at noon, so I can get back before the game starts.
Okay.
But that brought to our minds, why do people schedule anything on Super Bowl Sunday?
Really? It's just a day to watch a game or go to a movie. That's all it is.
Pretty much. I mean, yeah. Don't you have to know
yes.
it's the biggest rated, you know, TV show almost exclusively of the year?
Freeways are deserted that day. It's like a holiday.
So how do people schedule things on that day?
That's
And by
crazy.
The way, the game is at noon for me, for my daughter, but it could, I mean, they're playing all day. It could be.
So there is some poor sap
yeah.
who's got a kid in a game at 4.
Yeah.
Well, at
Dude.
Least Lancaster's close.
And then it reminded us of Psycho Mike, who, when we did Breakfast with Metallica, one
yes.
of his favorite bands of all time, he had to go to an engagement party. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
It was his engagement
his
party.
His engagement party.
Not just a engagement party.
He's like huge fan of Metallica. Yeah. And he's like, I can't go. I got to go to an engagement party. Now, engagement parties are exclusively for women. Guys don't really
care.
Yeah. But he had to miss the Metallica breakfast. And we still haven't let him forget that. So let's talk to you at 1-800-520-1067. If this year you have to miss the Super Bowl because somebody else scheduled something, or in the last couple of years, you know, same thing.
Right.
Whether it's a friend's birthday or parents' anniversary or whatever, whoever it was that was scheduling didn't realize or didn't care that it was Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, like with the soccer game, I'm sure what happened is they just laid out the schedule for the season, and it just didn't occur to anyone that that was Super Bowl Sunday.
Right, but shouldn't it? I mean,
yeah, it should.
Don't you think at some point somebody would go, hey, Super Bowl Sunday?
But it's not on the calendar like Martin Luther King Day or whatever. You know, so if you're,
well, yeah.
if you're not paying attention. I could see where that could happen pretty easily.
No one who celebrates Martin Luther King Day is playing soccer, Lisa. Come on, let's be serious.
I don't think that's what she was saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah, I think Lisa's right, though. I think that they start the soccer schedule in, you know, October or whenever it is, and they just lay it out week after week after week. Okay, here's how we're going to make it work. And they just look at available weekend days. They don't really think about what else might be going on, with the exception of stuff that's obvious, like, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's.
And Super Bowl. How's that not the same as Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's?
Maybe they should start putting it on our calendar every year.
What would you do if you were one of those poor fathers who had a 4 o'clock game, Kevin?
I would go, because I would do anything for her. But I wouldn't be happy.
You'd pout.
Dude, that's why you have a wife, though. Don't you send your wife to that game?
Pout. She offered to go.
Oh, that was nice.
To that one, yeah.
But, and then you tell him that daddy's got the Ebola or something. You lie to your Ebola. Kids. That's what you do. Yeah. You say, daddy would love to be there, but he's so sick. And then you're just laying in bed, you know, with a heater on your head to make sure they think you got a fever. And then as soon as they pull out the driveway, you just jump up and get the chips and salsa and TV going.
Start partying. It's just so bizarre to me that anyone would schedule something like that. And it seems bad.
I agree.
So let's talk to Chris, who is calling from Corona and has missed 3 Super Bowls.
Wow.
Because of the same thing, I guess 3 different years in a row. Chris?
That would be club volleyball.
Club volleyball.
Yes,
you
sir.
Is this play, or what's the deal?
No, my daughter plays. She's always on a ones team. It's an all-day event. It's like, you know, it's the Super Bowl of volleyball, I guess.
Right.
Okay, but after the first year that happened, there have to have been a bunch of parents that said to the organizers, the schedulers, hey, guys, you know, Super Bowl Sunday. Let's make a note of this for next year.
Well, you'd be surprised at how many small TVs and AM/FM radios come out during
the
game.
I wouldn't be surprised. I totally believe it. But Bean's question is, how come the people in charge don't realize everyone there is watching TV? And then they make a note of it and say, maybe next year we shouldn't have this on Super Bowl Sunday.
It's the same thing all over. You know, it's all those people who could care less about football, except the dads.
But you missed 3 Super Bowls because of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, my advice to you is, next year when this comes up, you tell your daughter the hard truth that she's adopted and it's not your problem. You say, honey, why don't you go find your real father and have him come to the game, because this father's watching the Super Bowl.
That's our advice. Thank you, Chris.
All right,
bye now.
All right, let's talk to Marcos in Bellflower real quick on line 3. Here's a guy who brought it on himself.
Yeah.
Hey, Marcos, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's up?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Haley from May.
Hi, Marcos.
So, yeah, 3 years ago we got married, and it was Super Bowl weekend, so I had to miss the Super Bowl because of that.
Now, did you get married on Super Bowl Sunday the original year, or is it just that your anniversary date sometimes falls on a Sunday?
It does now fall on many times on that Sunday.
Yeah.
But the first year we got married, my wife got sick, so we're still in the hotel. She was sick, and I couldn't even turn the TV on because it just made her nauseous.
Oh, man.
Cut her loose, dude.
Super Bowl makes her nauseous.
Cut her loose.
If you get married on Super Bowl Sunday, then get off my phone. I mean, we've got no sympathy for you at all, dude.
That does seem like a terrible idea. And can't you talk to her and say, hey, let's celebrate, you know, Friday, Saturday?
Yeah,
she did make it up to me the next year, and we did buy a big screen TV. So an HD.
Okay.
Which you're not allowed to watch on Super Bowl Sunday.
Which you can't turn on Sunday. Wow.
Pretty good about
I think Bean's right. You asked for it.
Yeah.
You did.
You're dead to me. You knew this was coming.
Thanks for the call. I, by the way, got married during World Series time. And it was a big mistake, because now every year on our anniversary, almost every year, there is a World Series game. It's, you know, game 4, game 5, game 6, somewhere in there, because we got married the end of October. And, of course, I want to watch the World Series, but it's our anniversary. So I kind of am guilty of the same thing.
So you have to squeeze in a trip to Denny's?
Yeah, we go to Denny's before the game. That's what we do, right?
Good thing the Mariners will never be in it.
So yeah, that's true.
But I still like to watch anyway. All right, do we have time for one more?
Yeah, let's do one more here, and then we'll take some more calls in a second. Let's go to Rick in Corona. Hey, Rick.
Hey, what's up?
You missed the Super Bowl for what?
For the L.A. Boat Show.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boo.
Why do you go to that?
You have to work it.
Oh, you have to work it.
Oh, because of your job?
Yeah, the last few years they've scheduled the boat show over Super Bowl weekend, and everybody's pissed.
Why do they do that?
Because they're dumb.
What?
I guess because you probably do pretty big business on Friday and Saturday, right?
Yeah, yeah. This year it's not over the week over Super Bowl weekend, but the last 3 or 4 years it has been.
Wow. So it's over the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Well, it's usually over 2 weekends, so.
Okay. Well, so can't you get somebody else to, spell you for a couple hours on Super Bowl Sunday?
You would think, but they want everybody there.
Wow.
Huh. And is it the same thing as the story we were hearing earlier? A lot of people bring their radios and TVs in?
Yeah, people have, cell phones. They're getting the score off the phones and stuff, but...
This dude's all depressed. Hey, you want to buy a boat? All right. I don't actually care.
You're sitting there wishing you could watch it on TV or something.
To be fair, though, Rick, getting an updated score off your cell phone is as good as watching the game.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's exciting, too.
Thank you for the call, Rick. What was it? USC football I was updating on my cell phone during Mike's wedding.
Oh,
during
really?
Mike's wedding, yeah.
I'm like, oh,
they're at the 7. I can't go in, but the wedding's starting. But they're at the 7. That hurts, but it's not as bad as Super Bowl. All right, we'll take some more calls in a second. 1-800-520-1067. I'm not exactly sure why this happens, but you have to do something else instead of watch the Super Bowl. We'll talk to you next.
Christian writes in via the email, the day Los Angeles gets a goddamn pro football team is the day I care about the Super Bowl. Nuff said. That's Christian from Valencia. So
sure.
We appreciate gay guys listening to the show. Thank you for the email, Christian. Everyone else, though, we're looking forward to Super Bowl Sunday this weekend. Unless you've got something to do that makes it impossible for you to see the game, like some of the people who are going to be coaching kids in Kevin's kids' soccer league, who are going to, instead of at home watching the game on their big screen TV, they're going to be standing out in 45-degree weather watching youngsters play soccer.
In the league, they are going. I mean, I think we're going to make it back in plenty of time, but but that would bum me out if I had to miss the Super Bowl for, and to me, that's a really important thing, but the less important the thing that you have to go to, the worse.
Of course.
Oh, someone's
like
wedding that you don't care.
The guy working the boat show that we talked
about. Yeah.
That's got to be so low a priority that it just has to kill you on the inside. Let's talk to Maria in Compton, who has a special problem this weekend because she apparently is a hardcore Steelers fan. Do I have that right, Maria?
Yes. I am a big-time Steelers fan. My manager's a Steelers fan. Everybody at work is a Steelers fan. And
okay.
Guess what we're doing? We're getting paid overtime to work on Super Bowl Sunday so we could ship produce.
Wow. Oh.
She said ship.
She did, yes. I was afraid just for a second.
So how much? But how much work is actually going to be getting done if you guys are all really Steelers fans and all kind of on the same page? Isn't somebody just going to bring in a television set?
We're not allowed to, but one of the vendors has a ginormous TV, so we're going to go and sneak up there.
But you said your boss was a Steeler fan.
Yeah.
They can't work it out so you can miss that one day of work or at least give you the afternoon off? What time does it start? Like 5 in the afternoon?
No, we start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh.
And we're going home like around 9 because they're loading at the port. So we ship produce from that. It's being unloaded from the port.
Yeah, you'll miss it all.
What's another?
The game is usually 3 something, I think.
What's another, day for produce? It's all good.
Exactly, Kevin.
It's all good.
Well, we're only putting 60-plus hours, and they decided to pay us on Sunday. So
yeah.
Wow. Hey, before we let Maria go, Kevin, are your Cardinals going to wreck her Steelers?
Oh, it's not even a question. Not even a question.
Really?
Well, the Steelers haven't won a Super Bowl in 3 years, man, so you never know. All right, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Raquel in Downey on line 1 on the Kevin DeBean Show, talking about things you have to do instead of watching the Super Bowl this Sunday. Hi, Raquel, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi there.
So, basically, I've been in the Army for 8 years now, and since 2003, I've had to go to Army drill on the weekend of Super Bowl weekend.
Really?
Yes. We can basically do our drill weekends either the first weekend of the month or the second. But, no, they never want to change it.
It's always on Super Bowl. Do they not know? They would have to know.
Is this the U.S. Is this the U.S. Army you're in?
U.S. Army I'm in.
The United States Army, though, right?
Our United States Army, yes.
Well, then they have all. If they should know, it's not like you're in the Mexican Army and they don't know what the Super Bowl is. The U.S. government knows about the Super Bowl. Tell them
to
change it.
Pretty much. So they basically always promise that they'll let us out. You know, we'll let you guys out by 2. Never happens. And they always have training scheduled for that. It's like, let's take a class on first aid. Like, we don't know what first aid is by now.
Yeah. Wow, that sucks.
So, yeah, pretty much the first one I missed was right before I deployed, which is in 2003. I had to go to Oakland, which is when the Raiders were in the Super Bowl.
Right.
I was in Oakland when they got their asses kicked, but I was there. stuck in training while the rest of Oakland was, like, burning down.
Wow.
Well, okay. Good times. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's try Mike in Yorba Linda. This may be the leading contender of the lamest thing to miss the Super Bowl for this weekend. Hey, Mike, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. My wife just recently had surgery on her leg, so I've been tasked with taking my daughter to a beauty pageant practice.
A beauty pageant practice?
Yes.
It's not even the final?
It's not even the final. Finals aren't until next week. So I don't know if I'm going to be out before the game or kickoff time.
What time does the practice start?
It's at 2 o'clock.
How much practice do you have to do for a pageant? Don't you just walk and wave?
Well, since I've never been in a pageant myself,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to be... stuck.
And there's no way. I know that, you know, you as a father would do anything for your daughter. But
well, of course.
But there's got to be, you know, a friend or a brother or.
Dude, it's Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, yeah, good
that's
point.
What we're saying.
That's a good point. Nobody's going to want to help. That's true.
I hadn't thought of that.
Can you imagine the call coming in? Yeah, I'm taking a friend of mine's daughter.
Yeah, that's even worse.
That's even worse than what I'm
That'll be the next call we talk to. Some douche named Mike talked me into taking his daughter to a pageant.
How old is your daughter?
She's 10.
Okay, 10 is perfect. This is where she needs to start learning some grown-up lessons about lying to mommy. You need to take her to a bar and watch the game and just convince her to tell mommy that you guys went to the pageant and had fun.
Well, you know what? I told myself that you guys are really intelligent kind of women over there. And, you just proved the best idea.
Right, and then you could say every time there's a first down, wave like you would in the pageant.
Exactly.
And then it could be both.
All right, dude, thanks for the call. I don't think I think that one's too tough to beat. I don't think anyone's going to have a worse Sunday play than that for
you. Oh, man. Coming up, we are going to give away the Madden 09 and the Xbox. That's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Plus, drinking is really good for you. How about that study being done at UCLA?
Hmm.
Nice work.
Finally. A medical study Kevin can get behind.
That's right. That Kevin headed up, you mean.
Now we're talking.
By the way, as Kevin was talking, I have Channel 4 on this morning, you know, waiting for a glimpse of Alita Loresco to do the weather. And they were showing the 15-second Carl's Jr. spot of Tamara Brown changing her outfits, Kevin. Kevin, Ralph. They were just showing that.
Mm-hmm.
And have you seen the video?
Joto? Kevin and Ralph. Hey, Kevin and Ralph. Kevin and Ralph. And Kevin and Ralph.
Have you seen the video that Lightning put up on the website yet?
I have, yeah.
Of Tamara's visit to the studio, the Carl's Jr. girl visit to the studio? Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
Very, very lovely. Very lovely. You should definitely check it out. If you've only seen her on the TV, you need to see her in studio at the Kevin and Bean Morning Show from a few days ago. That is up right now for your pleasure.
Nice for Bean. Nothing's real unless he sees it on the internet.
That's correct.
I was sitting next to her.
On his TV news.
Yeah. Got it. I was living it in full glory. No. Yeah. Now it's on KROQ.com. Now it exists for Bean.
I thought that might be better for the listeners who couldn't see her when she was in the other day.
But you
now
asked
they
us,
can.
Did you see
That's
it? Did you
point.
See the video? See the
well,
video that Tamara Brown? Did you see that video of her?
It's like, worth revisiting.
But I saw her in my face, too.
So hey, cool. I didn't see that.
Well, you know what Carl's Jr. says, if it doesn't get all over your face.
That's what I've heard.
It doesn't belong in your mouth or whatever the hell they say.
KROQ.com, Kevin and Bean section of the videos to check that out. It's 6:52. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for Tuesday. What's going on?
You know, it's Tuesday.
Yes?
Yeah.
All right, just want to remind everyone.
All right, thank you.
But that also means that new CDs and DVDs are in stores today.
Yeah.
So let's take a look what's available, shall we? Tonight, Franz Ferdinand. By Franz Ferdinand. The new Franz Ferdinand CD is available today.
Comes out tonight?
Today.
It's tonight. Called Tonight. I think that's what Ralph's point is.
Today. Working on a Dream, Bruce Springsteen. Does he have another album? What's he putting out, like six a year now? Enough.
He does like one a week.
Enough with you, Springsteen.
It's been about a year and a half, I think, since the last one.
Too much. I haven't enjoyed a CD of his since Tunnel of Love. Enough with your CDs. You and Paul McCartney get in a room. Sing to each other.
I don't think you could be more wrong on that.
I'm sure you don't. For never by Hoobastank. And Alex by Sepultura. Sepultura.
Sepultura.
There you go.
Sepultura.
Yeah.
Yeah, them. Paul's Boutique, the 20th anniversary vinyl edition by Beasties,
ooh,
is available today. That's a winner. Go buy that. Get that. I'd like to have that on... vinyl. I don't have that on vinyl.
Do you have a turntable?
I do.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. It's an old Victrola. I hand crank it. It's got those big horns, and I put my ear up next to it. It's like I'm Grover Cleveland. It's very exciting. DVDs. Fireproof. This was the crazy Kirk Cameron marriage movie that we were talking about when it came out in theaters. I played you clips from, and he plays a fireman whose marriage is falling apart.
Yep.
And his dad steps in and gives him the Bible and makes him do one challenge a day, and then he finds his way through the fire because he's fireproof.
This is nothing but gold.
Oh.
That may be a Ralph's video vault in the future.
Kirk Cameron as a macho fireman saving his marriage. There's nothing better than that.
That movie was in the top 10 for like 3 weeks.
So yeah.
We kept on commenting. Like, what is this movie?
There's, trust me. There's a lot of holy rollers out there, man.
Yeah, they organized it through churches and had groups go. Yeah.
Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Oh, good.
You want to see Javier Bardem and Scarlett Johansson and Penelope Cruz have a three-way? You might want to look into that film.
All right.
Javier, is this a film you're proud of? Is this something you're glad it's out on DVD?
I'm going to be happier with the work I did in the bedroom.
What, Javier, what happened?
You know what happened. I'm not sure what happened there.
I don't either, but you're going to make another movie where your voice goes completely.
Are you all right? You healthy?
You need a sucrete?
You sick?
You need a lozenge or something there, Javier?
Do you have a lozenge?
I do have a lozenge. Yeah, I'll get this for you.
Friend, though.
Okay. Pride and Glory. This is a cop movie with Colin Farrell and Edward Norton that came and went in theaters. You can pick it up on DVD if you're so inclined. Lakeview Terrace, Samuel L. Jackson. Mm. He's a bad cop.
Shut your mouth.
Just talking about Samuel L. Jackson. Open season 2.
Boy, I couldn't hate you guys more.
This is an animated film about animals that talk.
Sure.
Rock and Rolla. The Guy Ritchie movie.
The Guy Ritchie one? I never saw that.
It, with Gerard Butler and Tom Wilkinson. I missed that too. I'm going to pick that up on DVD. And a special edition of a movie called Cannery Row, starring Nick Nolte and Deborah Winger, which actually is quite good. Based on Who wrote... I'm talking to Kevin.
Yeah, why are you asking me?
I was on to ask a question about a book to Kevin.
Yeah.
What is wrong with me?
Who's the dumb one there?
Lisa, who wrote Cannery Row? The same guy wrote Of Mice and Men.
Yes.
John Steinbeck?
John Steinbeck. That's based on a Steinbeck book. Yeah. So there's your DVDs and CDs.
Sorry to steal that from you, Kevin. I know you had it. But...
He didn't ask me.
Kevin was an English major.
I was, yeah.
He was a English major.
He was a an English major.
Yeah.
A.J. McLean. You know him from the Backstreet Boys. He has
Die Hard movies. He was good.
No, it was John McLean. Oh. He has been clean for 6 years.
Okay.
Apparently until last night.
Oh.
This hot off the presses from TMZ.com, one of our favorite entertainment news websites. They've got video of AJ stumbling out of the Key Club last night, wasted. I don't know if you've seen the video or not, but he nearly falls into the street at one point, stumbling outside of the Key Club. One of his friends calls him out right in the middle of everyone and confronts him. This is a guy who went to rehab for alcohol and cocaine abuse in 2001 and again in 2002. And apparently was doing very well, and now is had a bit of a slip.
You see, hey, everybody here is thinking, you know what? This guy's drunk.
See him being forced into a cab by his friends and sent home, which is kind of sad. But look, anybody has a reason to drink. It's a Backstreet Boy.
Good point.
You know what I'm saying? This guy's from NSYNC and Backstreet Boy, and just get together and just cook up rocks of meth and just smoke them and say, what the hell did you do?
And Justin Timberlake lives in his diamond mansion and just laughs at all of them all day long.
Yeah, he managed to get out alive somehow. Jessica Simpson's fat!
Yep.
Find yourself the pictures on the internet. Your head will explode. Her ass is massive. Massive!
And you're fat. Shoulder, arm, like...
She's got arms like hams.
Yep.
She's wearing a sleeveless tank top and her arms... look like Kevin's head.
You know,
that's how big they are.
When you've got a chest that size, too, and then you put on weight, it really, really doesn't help.
When you've got a chest that size and you put on weight, and then you put on mom jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, what was with those
and
jeans?
Like a WBC championship boxing belt wrapped around your waist. You're going to look like a fire plug.
That girl's fat.
You did herself no favors.
You're going to look thick.
Yeah.
And
this is for all the fat girls!
This has led to some speculation that perhaps Jessica is with child.
Oh, no.
So maybe there's a little Romo in the oven.
It was a fat sentence.
Yep.
Oh, no.
It's not fat? She's not pregnant?
Look
She's
like
just fat?
Pregnancy fat. I mean,
it doesn't.
It just looks like
looks fat.
Too many ribs fat.
Yeah.
She was
fat.
In those photo, she was performing at a chili cook-off in Florida.
Maybe she just tested
them all. So at least her career's going well. She's got that going.
Okay, that wins.
Yeah, eat all the chili you can eat if you sing for us, Jessica. Out of sick bay, finally, good news. Mariska Hargitay of Law & Order SVU. People Magazine's reporting she's back on the set of the show. Just 2 weeks after going to the hospital for a collapsed lung. Still no word on the cause of the collapse, but apparently she's out of the hospital and back at work. So that's good news. And good news for Psycho Mike. Dallas Cowboy wide receiver Terrell Owens.
Yes.
Is getting his own VH1 reality show.
Yes. Yay! Awesome.
The cameras will follow him around in his regular off-season life. It's going to premiere this summer. So, Mike, you get a little Dallas Cowboy love. You get a little enjoyment there.
That's good news for viewers.
Yes, it is.
He is crazy.
Maybe he'll be doing some sit-ups in the driveway, talking to people and stuff. Who knows? Who knows what we'll get out of T.O.?
I saw a write-up about the show. That crazy personal assistant / best friend that he has. You know, the lady that was doing a lot of his press conferences.
The one where he went to the 911. She was the one who went to the emergency room. She called 911 or something.
Yeah. This is like a Breaking Bonaducci type show where she just kind of tries to pull his life back together and the cameras follow him around. It's going to be unbelievable.
I hope he raps. Can I play some of his rap?
Yeah, sure.
I hope he raps.
I'm back on the mission, got the recipe, bruh, so I'm back in the kitchen. Trying to take me out the game, people saying I'm missing. Got the whole world's uninvited attention. Mm-hmm. It's a brand new year, got a brand new team. I'm a cowboy now, no more black and green. And to the haters I said I wouldn't get my money, I'm laughing in your face. Ha ha, that's funny.
Ha ha, that's funny.
This announcement seems like it would be a distraction for T.O. preparing for the Super Bowl this weekend, Ralph.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm back, and I'm VH1. I'm back. Playoffs, we ain't won none.
That's common knowledge, the guy's retarded.
Can't wait for that show.
Good time.
It's really unfair. It's my team. It's my quarterback.
That's my quarterback. Yeah. That's my quarterback. Today's celebrity birthdays. Janek Gers of Iron Maiden. That's right, I said Janek Gers. Of Iron Maiden celebrates his 52nd birthday today. Actress Bridget Fonda is 45. Actor Alan Cumming turns 44 years old today. Singer Mike Patton of Faith No More is 41. Tricky! Rapper Tricky!
Tricky.
Yeah. Tricky! Tricky celebrates his 41st birthday. And James Cromwell, one of my favorite character actors from Babe. You probably saw him last season on 24 as Jack Bauer's dad. Very talented guy. He plays G.H. Bush The Bush
Recount.
Movie, too.
That's right. He's great in 6 Feet Under. The guy's had an amazing career.
And he's in the W movie.
Yeah, oh, Oliver he's in Stone. W. Okay.
He plays Herbert Walker Bush in that film as well. He is 69 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
By the way, I wanted to mention, because we talked some yesterday about how we would have Coachella information for you today, is we are not being cagey on this. They have not finalized the lineup yet. There are a couple of big names that they are still working to nail down, and we will have Coachella information for you the minute it becomes available. We can tell you that the dates are going to be the same as last year, April 17th, 18th, and 19th, and tickets remain the same price as well. So that's all we have so far. April 17, 18, and 19, ticket price is the same. And any time now, we could break in with Coachella updates. So we'll have it for you as soon as we can.
I think the band they're trying to work on, and as soon as they get confirmed, is going to be Midnight Meat Train. And then once that's done.
I don't think that's the name I heard, but we'll keep you posted.
New study out of UCLA. They do good work over there. They say that drinking is healthy.
Yay!
They put this in the American Journal of Epidemiology, which, of course, I get and read and memorize.
Well, that's why I appreciate you brought this story in after you saw it last night.
And Dr. Arun Karlamangla, who's the assistant professor of medicine, says that in older people, if they're healthy, drinking can put off a lot of bad health problems. That it's actually healthy. It helps you not, deteriorate too
like
fast.
Like red wine, a glass of red wine every night.
Red wine helps.
We've always heard that there are some real advantages to moderate amounts of alcohol, but I've never really understood, because I'm no scientist or doctor, what it is that it does that helps your body.
They say that moderate drinkers have less than 15 drinks per week. come on.
That's moderate?
We consider 15 drinks a week to be a teetotaler here, by the way.
Yeah. They say that it helps people to do routine things like dressing, grooming, personal hygiene, arising, eating, walking, gripping,
really?
All kinds of physical stuff
wow.
can be helped if you drink.
Huh. All righty.
Come on.
Bend my arm.
With that.
Well, do we have the phone number? I know we asked producer Alex if there's somebody we could talk to about this UCLA study, because this does sound like pretty good news for us and our listeners.
We have somebody from UCLA, I believe from the American Journal of Epidemiology. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, is this the spokesman from UCLA?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you eating, sir? Did we catch you at a bad time?
I'm all right.
Okay.
I'm all right. When's Coachella?
Mid-April.
I thought you got tickets for Coachella.
We'll get those in mid-April.
I'm going to go to Coachella.
Yeah.
How far is it from the Marriott?
We don't know. Is this David Hasselhoff?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Are you working at UCLA now?
Yes.
Are you involved in this study that Kevin was just talking about the positive effects of drinking?
Uh-huh. I'm a moderate alcohol user.
No.
Yeah.
They say 15 drinks a week or less is moderate. Not per hour, per week.
Nope.
Yeah.
So what kind of health benefits have you seen from the alcohol intake that you've got, Mr. Hasselhoff?
Alcohol poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a health benefit.
Yes, yes.
Do you need some time to eat? Should we call back?
I'm all right.
Okay.
Are you laying on the carpet on a hotel room floor with your shirt off?
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Ultra fantastical. I want to bring out Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Right.
Okay, because loves to rock.
We haven't mentioned the lineup yet.
Coachella. I like Coachella tickets.
We're going to get to that soon.
We're not talking about Coachella right now. We're more curious about this UCLA study. Can you tell us anything more? Anything more about what you found out?
How do I get Coachella tickets?
We haven't mentioned that yet. Well, there's no ticket on sale information yet.
Okay.
Okay, so let's talk about the study from UCLA about drinking.
I'm all right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't ask.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good for your drinking. It's good for you.
Drinking is good for you. Okay.
In what ways?
In the mouth.
No, that's not.
Drink in the mouth.
She didn't mean that.
She didn't mean how do you drink. She meant in what ways is it beneficial to your health?
Yeah, how does it help you?
You have better gripping.
That's what I read from the article, but
yeah.
That's all you remember?
Dr. Carla Manga.
Yes?
Yeah. I'm right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you part of the study or just their spokesperson?
Yes, I'm in the study.
You're in the study.
And I feel better.
You don't sound very good.
I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel better than I do when I'm sober.
Yeah, that's sad.
Maybe there's some
when I'm
issues.
Sober, I have to think about my life.
Yeah. Oh, don't
God.
Do that.
I didn't want this to turn ugly. This is the problem.
I have to think about America's Got Talent.
Yeah, don't think about that.
I was on Baywatch.
You were on Baywatch, yes. That's
Knight
true.
Rider.
Right.
Yeah,
Knight Rider.
Mm-hmm. look at you today.
Knight Rider.
Right.
That's why you drink.
Coach Fantastical.
Well,
I need to drink more.
No, I don't think so.
I'm not moderate enough.
It says moderate alcohol consumption. That's uh-huh. That means it's somewhere in the medium range. How many have you had today?
My health feels better already. I'm already feeling better now.
Yeah.
You should see your own doctor and ask about how it's affecting you, because it doesn't
sound
good.
My doctor is Dr. Feelgood. Yes. I feel better now.
Yeah.
Oh, that sweet, sweet whiskey warms my inside.
This can't be what they were referring to.
Oh, yeah.
Probably not giving any health benefits.
Coach Fantastico.
To you.
Off.
How do I get Coachella tickets?
We haven't mentioned how yet, dude.
Is it near the Marriott? Average.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Drink up, everybody. It makes you feel good.
Well, you're a good spokesman.
And you're a good talker.
What? Wait a minute. Is somebody there laughing with you?
Omar.
Omar is with you?
You got Omar there? No.
That's weird.
He's in the study, too.
He is?
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a study on Coke?
Yep.
Okay.
And boom.
What?
And boom.
And?
And boom.
What's he saying? Is he calling me a bum?
He's saying so long.
Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, I see. Goodbye. Good luck.
Okay, fantastico.
All right, off.
Hey, can I get you chili tickets?
None. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 25 minutes after 7 o'clock.
We don't know when the commercials end. We don't know when the songs end.
Dude, I don't want to be one of those DJs that yap over the song. I want to give every precious second to the listener.
Absolutely.
Plus, I wasn't ready.
you do give it time to breathe. Yeah. I got to give you credit for that. Hey, we have some great stuff to give away this week on The Kevin and Bean Show, not the least of which is the Xbox 360 system and the EA Madden 09. If you want to play Lick Lisa, we have a special Schmooper Schmoll edition of Lick Lisa coming up next at 1-800-520-1067. We'll start lining up the distance now. I'll play the game in a couple minutes. First, though, time to check in on the Kevin and Bean Afro line.
Bean has 200 dogs.
Yeah, that's about right.
Complains about it a lot because it's a lot of work. Who could have ever predicted that?
Bean, I have a suggestion for you. Since you know you have 600 dogs, when it comes to picking up the poop, I don't suggest you wait a month. A month. I was out back for 2 hours.
Oh.
That's a lot of shit.
Oh, my God.
So don't wait for a month, Bean.
It's a full-time job.
A month.
It is definitely a lot of work.
You know, you have a long, bad day at work, and then you get stuck in traffic, and you go, this really isn't my day.
Yeah.
I just can't wait till this is over and there's a new one.
So I just get home for a long day at work and traffic, and where do I find a goddamn jury summons? Whoever it is, they're guilty. I don't give a they're going to be guilty.
That's the spirit.
That's the spirit.
When you show up at on jury day, tell them whoever it is, it's guilty, and that'll help you out.
Tamara Brown.
Yeah.
She's the super hot chick in the Carl's Jr. commercial in the blue dress that we had in.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, a little late, but he wanted to get a message to her.
Hi, guys. I just want to let you know I want to get Tamara my steak sandwich, if you know what I mean.
No,
it's so subtle, man. We really couldn't even read between the lines on that one.
Yeah, that's too cryptic. There's no way to figure out what that is.
And the beautiful thing about impressing a woman like Tamara Brown is she hasn't heard that before, starring in a Carl's Jr. steak sandwich commercial. That's not something anyone's thought of.
Nope, fresh and new.
I'll tell you what Lisa May's never heard before.
Hey, Lisa May, I'd like to tweet to your MySpace. Know what I'm saying? Then you can Facebook my YouTube. Know what I'm saying? Why am I talking like this?
Wow, he's got my whole day planned.
Sounds like it.
Apparently, Psycho Mike is not available by phone, so his friends have to call the Afro line to get messages to
really?
Him.
Really? He's too big for that?
Yeah, this message is for Mike. Hey, Psycho, you might want to go get yourself checked out, man. I just found out that I have gonorrhea and hepatitis C, man. All right, man. Have a good one. Late.
Sorry, Mike.
You should get checked.
That's rough.
He's a disturbing-sounding man.
People love us.
Oh, Kevin and Bean. Oh, Kevin and Bean. You guys are the biggest douchebags I've ever seen. Lisa May. Oh, Lisa May. For your image, I'll all day.
Thank God for Lisa. You know?
Yeah. She's our only saving
The
grace.
Only person that people like here.
What was he going to do? I kind of missed that.
I'll let you know as soon as we're off the air.
All righty.
I may even show you. Like people do love Kevin and Bean, though, right?
Horrible, horrible, horrible. How are you people still on the air? Jeez.
I'd like to say again, we do a lot of stuff, and we need more specifics.
Yeah, yeah, that could be any number of things.
That could have been 17 things yesterday.
Yeah.
Or all of them. I mean, I don't know. Maybe be a little more specific. That's all I'm saying. Remember the internet roundup that we did, I believe, in Cinco de la Tarde?
Mm-hmm.
Believe it was yesterday or Friday. I can't remember. The days are all mashing together.
Yeah.
But the cats singing the Superman
theme.
Oh,
the cats. That was last week.
I do.
Yeah. And I told people, look, it's not funny at first, but then you just have to stick with it.
Kevin.
I don't know what this is. Running water, maybe? Or
World's biggest bong?
That could be a bong.
Oh,
yeah,
that's really unpleasant.
I think I know what that was.
I don't like where that went.
I think we know where this is going.
Yeah.
Tequila. 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 Tequila.
Sam continues to rock, doesn't he? The Armenian comedian rocks.
He's the best.
Rocks. Rocks.
Worst. Best.
So we had Elizabeth Banks on yesterday morning.
Oh.
And Bean was not good.
What did you do in that movie?
He said to her.
Yes, he did.
But the movie that he was referring to was, in his defense, about 17 years ago.
It was only 2006.
So she had no idea what he was talking about. I'd like to play that moment with, if you don't mind.
Please.
I think we have plenty of time.
And now, a moment with Bean. Now, I know that you were in Slither, and I remember seeing that movie at the time, but it seemed like it was a long time ago. What stuff did you do in Slither?
What stuff did I do in Slither?
Yeah.
I don't understand the question.
That was a moment with Bean.
And he stood up for that yesterday afternoon. He said that was good.
I didn't say that. I accepted your scorn is what I did.
Well,
this week on the Kevin and Bean Show in the 7 o'clock hour, we have a fantastic prize. Today you get a chance to earn it. It's an Xbox 360 and Madden 09 from EA with the Schmooper Schmoll edition of Lick Lisa.
Can you lick Lisa? I think you'll find it's hard.
Yeah.
But if you do lick Lisa, something hot's waiting for you.
Sing it,
lick, lick Lisa, 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 but keep clear of her vagina.
Oh.
Those are the rules. Still the rules?
You're so bad.
By the way,
come on.
For the month of January, though, couldn't we take exception to that rule? Come on.
And by the way,
it would slow down the game greatly.
That's all right. The reason that it's the Schmooper Schmoll edition is because the NFL is very litigious, and we're not a sponsor of that particular game. We don't spend $200 million to be a sponsor, so we're not allowed to say it.
Nor are we pretending to be. I don't want anyone to get the wrong impression.
Correct.
Okay.
All right, here's the way the game is played. I'm going to ask a question beautifully written by our producer, Alex, and the answer is going to be a number. Lisa May is going to make an educated guess as to what she thinks that number is, and the caller is just going to tell us whether that number is right on or if it's higher or lower, and if they're right, they go into the drawing to win today's prize. And also, we get to see some licking of the Lisa going on in studio with perhaps the greatest intern in the history of the Kevin and Bean Show, Tiny Dancer,
who joins us here
in studio this morning.
Good morning. Wow. Thank you. I insist that she be the permanent licker, after she's gone.
If you insist,
she needs to come back.
Special guest appearance.
Yes. We're good at that as well.
Tiny, when is your internship up? I'm fearful that we're getting very close to the end here.
It's,
is that the case?
It's pretty close. Yeah. Today's actually my first day of school. I start at 12. So.
Mm. Oh. So soon.
That's a new semester.
New semester coming up.
We can change the rules. All right. Let's start with Chris in Long Beach. Good morning, Chris.
Hey. Good morning, Kevin, Bean, Lisa. How you doing?
Good, Chris.
Very good.
All right, listen up, Chris. Here's the first question, and remember, Lisa answers first. Arizona, of course, is in the big game this Sunday, Lisa. They are the home to first runner-up Senator John McCain, the beautiful Grand Canyon, and a bird called the Northern Cardinal. The cardinal is a territorial songbird with a distinctive head crest and a mask on its face. In inches, what is the average wingspan of the cardinal?
In inches, wingspan, cardinal.
7.
7 inches. All right. Now, Chris, you have to tell us if the actual answer is lower, higher, or is she exactly right?
Lower.
No, I'm sorry. Exactly higher. 11 inches.
Wow. That's a big bird.
That is.
No cardinals indeed. Thank you for the call.
Let's go to Gabe in Los Angeles. Good morning, Gabe.
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Bean, Lisa May?
Hi, Gabe.
All right, listen up. Here's question number two. Nicknamed Steel City, in 2008, Forbes magazine listed Pittsburgh as the 13th best city for young professionals. Back in 2002, Winona Ryder was found guilty of grand theft and vandalism for stealing. Here's your question. How much in dollars was the merchandise valued that Winona stole from Saks Fifth Avenue?
Oh, I think it was around $3,500.
$3,500. All right, Gabe, higher, lower, or is that exactly right?
Lower.
No, I'm sorry. It was $5,500 is what that merchandise was valued at. But thanks for playing the game. So far, nobody in the drawing. And more importantly, we haven't seen Tiny Dancer's tongue yet.
Look, I can be bad. Good, try again. Try again.
It's not you. It doesn't matter what you do. It's the callers.
Well, that's true.
Chris and La Puente. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin and Bean.
All right, listen up. Here's question number three. The winning team this Sunday receives not only year-long bragging rights in the possession of a sterling silver Vince Lombardi trophy, but it's made by Tiffany & Company and valued at a lot. How much is the trophy worth, Lisa?
Oh. Made by Tiffany. I'm going to say
$45,000. $45,000. Chris, is the actual answer higher, lower, or exactly the same?
I would say lower.
That's
I would
correct.
Say you're right. 25 grand is how much it's worth. Congratulations, you're in the drawing. And more importantly, Tiny Dancer's going to do some licking.
Yeah.
Come over here, Tiny. Where are you going, baby?
Where's the clear-off webcam for this?
I know where you like it.
Oh, she does.
I'm gonna
let me
neck.
Help you.
I like the neck.
The neck? Okay.
Thank you.
Well, it's a good starting place.
That.
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
all right.
So good.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Who was that? I have to write his
name
Chris.
Down.
Chris. Yeah. I got confused. Okay.
You're distracted.
a little.
Let's go to Blake in Redlands. Good morning, Blake.
Good morning.
Okay, Blake.
All right, Blake, listen up. Remember, Lisa answers first. Here's the question. CBS broadcasting legend Pat Summerall holds the play-by-play big game record. Did you know, Kevin, that Pat has called 14 Schmooper Schmoles?
I have not. I did not know that, no.
This year, John Madden will be working his 11th game. Madden, of course, popularized the Southern Thanksgiving dish, the turducken. Here's your question, Lisa. Herbert's Specialty Meats in Louisiana prepares how many turduckens per week at Thanksgiving time? This is one location in one state preparing turduckens. How many?
It can't be more than 300.
Blake, can it be more or less or right on to 300?
I'd say more.
How about 5,000? How about that?
What
more is
place?
Right. Yep.
Oh my
one location.
Gosh.
Lick away, Tiny.
All right.
Yeah, you're in the drawing. Here's Tiny to do some licking.
You want a
come
little,
on, step it up.
Do the under
thing.
The wrist action.
But
well, it's
not.
Listen, you guys don't
step
know.
It up.
You don't
know she's got
see.
Boobs, Tiny. What the hell are you doing?
Okay,
I'm wearing
okay.
a sweater.
You can count. So what?
Take it off. Rip it off.
All right, let's go to Dan in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, Kevin Bean, Lisa May.
I'm going to alert our affiliates as if they're already that we're going to stay on the air and play this game until one of these girls is naked.
Here's what I'm going to point out.
Yes.
She's starting in the little places okay, that but actually get girls going.
Okay, that's fine.
I know you
don't
all don't
selfish.
Understand that.
No, but this
don't have
all
day, though.
On, this is our lie. Moment, this, not yours.
All right. Here's your question. Listen up. Los Angeles, believe it or not, was the home to the first big game back in 1967. In that game, Green Bay defeated Kansas City. Completely unrelated to that, each member of this year's winning team will take home $78,000, while each player of the losing team enjoys how much walk-away money to wipe their tears away, Lisa?
$30,000.
Is it higher, lower, or the same, Blake? Or Dan, sorry.
I'm going to go with higher.
Higher is right.
Good guess, though. 40 grand is how much the losing right. team wins. Congratulations, you're in the drawing. It's time for some more licking.
Oh.
All right, Lisa, are you ready?
Sure.
All right. We're going to do the stomach, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
You ready?
No, don't,
hey,
awesome.
Don't turn away from us. Hey.
Aww, nice. Thank it. You.
Crap.
All right, I think we only have time for one more question today.
Okay.
This game sucks. Ron in Seal Beach, good morning.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Hi, Ron.
All right, Ron, listen up. You're our final contestant to go in the drawing for the Xbox 360 and Madden 09. Pittsburgh's famous fan rally item is their bright yellow terrible towel. Towley from South Park just wants to know if you want to get high. Here's your question. Nice. How many state parks are there in Pennsylvania, Lisa May? How many state parks are there in the state of Pennsylvania?
100.
100. Is the actual answer higher, lower, or the same, Ron?
I'd say... lower?
Oh. I'm sorry. It is higher. It's 120 parks is how many we're looking for. Thank you for playing. Who's in the drawing to win this great prize, Kevin?
That's it? We don't have another one? Because
we're
the,
out
because
of
she,
time.
But
look
they
the
didn't.
Time.
But
I know.
What did you... Would you think we were going to have sex here?
Yes!
You are crazy.
All right. Let's do the drawing. Let's just move on with this BS.
Here, you want to pick?
All right. Lucky winner.
Okay.
You're going to let Tiny pick? Tiny, sure. Who's already disappointed everyone in America today?
It's Blake in Redlands.
Blake in Redlands.
Yep.
Congratulations, Blake. You got the Xbox. You got the Madden 09.
Oh, that is so cool. Thank you guys very, very much.
Nicely done, and thank you for licking Lisa.
Lick, lick Lisa. Lick, lick Lisa. But keep clear of her vagina.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show.
What's going on
Can
there?
I knock you?
Five to eight.
Beefy.
Blow up doll sex suspect arrested in Australia. We'll have late breaking information coming up just after the top of the hour. Right now, Ralph joins us for the Showbiz Beat for Tuesday morning at 7:55.
Biffed up Angelina. Love you, Sid. I'm talking a lot about Mickey Rourke today because there's a lot of stories in the news regarding the newly refamed actor. His turn in The Wrestler is getting him a huge career comeback, and he's getting lots of accolades and awards, including a Golden Globe and an Oscar nomination. I mentioned today that he is committed to wrestle in WrestleMania 25 in Houston, Texas, because, you see, he plays a wrestler.
He did that movie.
Yeah.
Right.
I was waiting for Sylvester Stallone to get in the ring with Tyson or somebody in his heyday. You know?
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
It would have been awesome.
Seems like Mickey ought to do this if he's going to in about 10 years after he's burned through all the goodwill that this wrestler movie has generated.
Right. After, you know, after the
like he'll be able to fight
dinner theater tours and all that stuff. But yeah, it's wrestling. It's professional wrestling. You could do that
after
forever.
Signing autographs at Costco. I mean, this should be further down on the list.
I also mentioned that he's a little bit nuts about his dogs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks his dogs in his acceptance speeches. Wears a ring with their names engraved on them so he can always have them near his finger.
Yeah.
But I might have to turn again on Mickey Rourke. I might have to go positive on Mickey Rourke again.
Why? Now what?
Because it turns out that at 56 years old, he is not only using his wrestler fame to win a career back, but according to reports, Rourke was seen this weekend making out with his on-screen daughter, 21-year-old Evan Rachel Wood.
Hell yes.
From
Hell
The Wrestler.
Yes.
So apparently,
hell yes,
the two of them are an item.
I was afraid, because she has terrible taste in men, I was afraid that this is where that was headed.
Just because she dated Marilyn Manson prior to this and was now macking out with her movie dad, Mickey Rourke?
Just movie dad, though. It's not real dad.
But it's Mickey Rourke, and he's like a thousand.
Of course. Age difference or something.
I don't care about the age difference. Have you seen the guy?
Yeah, he's not weathered.
You can
smell
him through the television set.
And have you seen her, by the way? Did you see her at the SAG Awards? Oh, my God, she looked fantastic.
Yeah.
So, he's a douche.
56-year-old Mickey scoring a little 21-year-old Evan Rachel Wood action.
All right.
And it's snowing like dogs.
I don't know what that means.
Snowing like dogs. Thanks for that, Rodney. Josh Holloway, you know him as Sawyer on Lost.
Oh, Bean loves him.
Oh, he's so good on that show. Mm-hmm. He was great last day, the premiere episode, the two-hour episode.
Slugs like a guy. He was. Talks like this all the time.
No, he doesn't, Freckles. Dr. Wizard. I think it's Mr. Wizard. Anyway, it's tough being great-looking and famous. Here we go.
I used to not be
another
hot
sex
when I was
symbol
a guy.
Complaining regarding his fame, wealth, and sex symbol status. He says in a recent interview, "I wouldn't wish it on anybody." Says it's too hard. It's too hard being famous and sexy and rich.
What?
Yeah.
Too hard.
I wouldn't wish the whole sex symbol thing on anyone. It's really strange. I appreciate the opportunity to work, the cash it gives you, and the other things it provides are wonderful, but the celebrity thing, I don't like the attention. Well, that's why you go into acting, right? To be ignored?
Yeah. You want to hide.
He says, like anybody, it's impossible not to feel self-conscious if someone's looking at you all the time, everywhere you go. And he says, if someone approaches me and asks for a picture and I say no, I feel like an ass. But if I say okay, then I end up doing another picture and another. Then my wife gets upset and we have a fight, and that's not good either.
Oh.
That's not good for you.
He does have it rough.
Yeah.
He does. All you have to do, Sawyer, is tell your complaining shrew of a wife, hey, you know that house you're living in Hawaii? This is what bought that for you. You know that jewelry you got on your wrist? This is what bought that for you. So pipe down while I take my photographs. And then we'll get in our Bentley and drive home. Okay? Wife?
Is that what you do when you're out with Carrie and the 10 items or less fans come up and insist on an autograph?
She is very, very accommodating when all the 10 items or less fans mob me.
Sure.
When we're out in the supermarket.
Everywhere you go.
Or, you know, the Joe Schmo fans descend on me in the airport. Ugh.
Must be crazy.
I wouldn't wish it on anybody.
Yeah.
I would not wish being a sex symbol, radio, TV, and movie star on anybody.
That is no way to live.
It's just too
exactly.
Hard. ABC is putting Ugly Betty on hiatus.
Yes.
Beginning March
26. Some good news.
I like Ugly Betty.
Why?
It's good.
No, really?
I sit down
Give
and
me
enjoy
your reason why.
Every week.
But why?
Tell me what's going on.
Apparently, ratings have been off a little bit. So they're going to put the show on the shelf while they try a new comedy in that time slot.
Damn.
It is a new sitcom starring Megan Mullally and Cheryl Hines called In the Motherhood.
Oh.
Boy, is that going to be bad. I'll tell you right now it's going to be bad. And I'll tell you right now Lisa May will come in and say, I liked it. It's really good. I sit down every week and watch it with the cast of brothers and sisters, and we all love it.
We'll see.
No, we won't see. I'm telling you now, it's bad.
They are. It's a terrible title, but they are both talented actresses.
Yes. But it does sound bad. I have to go with Ralph on this one. We'll see, but it doesn't sound bad.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
Everyone said about the United States of Tara. It was like, oh, she's a great actress.
Yeah.
Woo!
Need more than that. That's true.
Don't dress up like a trucker. I don't care how good an actress you are. Speaking of good shows, you got that Lie to Me with Tim Roth?
No, I taped it.
I love that show.
It was really strong. For a premiere episode especially, which usually is packed full of exposition and they have to explain who everybody is and how the show works and stuff, I thought it was really, really well done. I really enjoyed it.
Pretty interesting
stuff. I'm looking forward to the second episode. It is a little Mentalist-esque.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It pretty much is
I like it better than The Mentalist.
Really? I like The Mentalist better. I find it more sort of tongue-in-cheek and a little more humorous than that Patrick Jane.
Yeah.
What's his name? The actor's name? Simon Baker?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's real good. He's real good. But all these shows now, they're all sort of House-esque. You notice it's always like one quirky sort of genius guy running around with a team of people.
Kind of like me in this group.
Yes, that's what I was thinking, Kevin. Yeah. It's exactly like us. You're sort of our House.
Right.
In the sense that you're addicted to painkillers and are cranky.
I think Kevin was going for quirky genius.
No, I think that's where the association ends, really, between the two characters.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthday is James Cromwell. You know him from Babe. I believe he was nominated for an Oscar for that performance. Also played Jack Bauer's dad in 24 last season. You can see him in W. He plays George Herbert Walker Bush in that film. He's 69 years old today. Actress Mimi Rogers, who was the original Mrs. Tom Cruise for all the other Mrs. Tom Cruises came along. She is 53 years old. Actress Bridget Fonda is 45. She's a good-looking 45.
She's still married to our friend Danny Elfman, isn't she?
I believe she is.
Yeah.
Alan Cumming. You know him from X-Men, Spy Kids, and GoldenEye. He's 44 years old today.
I'm sorry, who are we talking about?
British actor Alan Cumming.
You sound like Fran Dresser.
And rapper Tricky celebrates his 41st birthday. He doesn't still wear those Band-Aids, does he? Oh, that Tricky.
That's not Tricky. That was Nelly.
Okay. Oh. Nelly Tricky. Not Tricky. Does he wear the big clock? Is he the one with the big clock?
That's Flavor Flav.
Would you please identify yourselves for me, rappers? I can't keep you straight. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Not that this is any different than most mornings, Kevin, but we're getting complaint emails from all over the world about our show today because of something we're not doing for a change. Not because of something we're doing, but because we haven't announced anything on the Coachella Festival because they haven't finalized the lineup to give to us.
Well, and that's clearly our fault, right?
Clearly our fault, right? As soon as Coachella finalizes the lineup and hands it to us, we're going to read it to you on the air whenever it happens. It's very likely to be today. Maybe tomorrow. We'll find out. We can tell you that the dates are April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Ticket prices are going to remain the same as last year. And as soon as we have more information, we will pass it along. Apparently, there are lots of people who are hanging on every word, and they think that we have it, and we're just not sharing.
We can confirm Harvey Keitel's wang bone. We can confirm murder boner.
I saw that in the piano.
And we can confirm knock, knock, whore's there.
I don't think knock, knock, whore's there is it. I think they're still at the negotiating stage. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, let's talk about blow-up dolls. Who are you people that have
Mike
blow-up sex dolls? There's a dude, a 23-year-old dude in Australia, and you probably saw this story, was breaking into adult shops, and he would steal the same sex doll in each shop, Jungle Jane, whatever that one is.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would have sex with Jungle Jane, but he would clean up the store afterwards and make sure nothing was out of place. But then he would take the sex blow-up doll and throw it out in the dumpster.
Aww.
Just discard her like she's nothing, you know? Like
so
she
rude.
Doesn't have feelings.
Yeah.
Look, I know the guy has got some problems if he's breaking into stores to have sex with plastic. I understand all that. But there's something even beyond that going on, that he'll only use it all once and then he has to discard it. What's that about?
And then didn't he go to other places and get the same
doll? And steal
the
same doll.
Same doll.
And do the same thing?
Yes, he's been charged with 4 counts of breaking and entering.
Wow.
Breaking for the store.
Wouldn't it be so much easier to buy a doll and just have it at home and have it whenever you want it?
But then she's used.
Yeah, I don't know that he. I don't know how much those cost, but that. And so here's the funny part of the story. When you leave the doll, there's DNA.
Yeah.
That can easily be traced. So they got him and brought him in, and they're charging him now because he would leave the dolls in the alley or in the trash someplace out back.
What a doofus.
Yeah. But that got me to thinking, who, why would you, who buys those dolls?
You know, I always think it's just for pranks, but they're kind of expensive, aren't they?
Well,
some of them.
Some of them are ridiculous, like $6,000 or those.
Yeah,
are like
you fashion your.
The real ones. I don't know.
Your ideal.
The real dolls. Yeah, if you get the real doll, that's something that looks and feels like a woman, only better because they don't talk. But if you're the ones that mostly.
And you ask who, Kevin?
Yeah, Bean.
And the ones that Lisa is talking about for pranks, though, I mean, a lot of people buy them for parties and
sure.
Bachelor parties and stuff like that. And those, I think, I don't know, aren't they like $30, $40, something like that?
But they just those blow up dolls.
I think they
right?
are, and they're crappy. I mean, they're just, it's.
Wait, what? How do you know?
Do they chafe, Kevin? Is that what you're suggesting?
I don't know.
Is the plastic too rough for you?
I was told. No, Ralph was describing that they, the when they like seal the edges and stuff, sometimes uh-huh. it's like a beach ball where there's an edge.
Oh.
Oh,
sticking out and stuff. And it's.
Call in Mr. Garman. He's the former host of us of the Sex Cetera on Playboy. He's got to have some deep background on sex dolls.
Can you send in Sex Doll Garman, please?
He's got to know something about this. There have to have been some lean times for Argar.
But I don't understand how you get to that point. I mean, it doesn't
seem. Well, you're
seem
clearly not getting a woman, right?
Right, but there are other things you can do.
Yeah.
I don't know that buying a sex doll is the answer.
I think there are some people who want to go beyond just a standard inanimate object, and they want something that looks, if you squint and are drunk enough, like a woman, so that they can imagine they're actually with a real other person. Is that it, Ralph?
No. what it is with most sex doll users is it is a extension of the marital aid, whatever toys you can find in toy stores and that kind of stuff.
Right.
It is an addition to the thrill of masturbation versus a trying to implicate or replicate rather sex with a real person.
But I'm saying how
some
drunk
people
do you
get
have
bored
to be?
With masturbation as would be standard for the average person. You know, they tire of themselves,
right?
So they start adding things to it, be it, you know, vegetables or fruits or objects, whatever. And this is just an extension of that as sort of a masturbatory fantasy fulfillment.
But this has to be at the bottom of the list.
Dude, Mike,
right?
Boned a couch.
I know, but that couch is higher on the list than the
but
sex
it's
doll.
The same mentality of I need to add another element to the masturbation in order to get the same thrill. It's an escalation of that right. of that act.
Those of you that are in your car, you're sitting at home right now and you're thinking, boy, those guys, they got it only partially right, or when I did it, I wanted to call us now at 1-800-520-1067.
The thing is that I'm not sure of is I haven't seen any photos. I'm not sure what kind of doll the Jungle Jane is. Because your standard blow-up novelty doll,
right?
Like you mentioned, I was talking to you earlier, I would never use because it is welded. It's sealed like a lot of blow-up toys are, beach toys and things like that, where they have those welds, those sharp sort of edges where the plastic is met. And
that seems bad.
They heat it and seal it together. That is downright uncomfortable. However, they've got like the real dolls, which they make down towards San Diego way, which are completely 100% silicone and have a steel frame and lifelike breast implants and everything that would be quite comfortable to have sex with.
Mm. This is specifically blow-up
this
dolls.
Is a
blow-up
this guy. Doll.
And not only did he have sex with blow-up dolls, he had emergencies where he had to break into a shop right now and get Jungle.
Break glass?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
He had to get Jungle Jane and he had to go to town.
I wonder what makes her Jungle Jane. I wonder if she comes with a little leopard skin,
a bikini of some
kind. Some sort of.
I don't know. I've never seen Jungle Jane. Mike, what's Jungle Jane? You know.
I'm not familiar with Jungle Jane. I'm sorry.
Now, I saw Lars and the Real Girl, Ralph, and that seemed to be a relationship more than just a one-off, hey, I'm horny.
Yeah, that's a movie. That's fiction. That's a fictional film that someone wrote a funny film about a sex doll. See.
So most of these people who are buying the blow-up dolls are not to dress them up and take them out for dinner.
Most people who use them as sex aids don't fantasize that they're an actual person and have full-blown relationships with them. They're using them strictly as a thrill heightening device for their masturbatory.
Doc, you do this, don't you?
I got me a monkey.
Yeah, well, okay. Some people use inflatable monkeys. Right. Mm-hmm. Or, Bean's got sheep. Everyone's got their own
thing.
Or
to ride in the carpool lane, which will be another excellent use, I think, for the blow-up doll. But that's not what we're talking about. 1-800-520-1067.
Bean would think of going in the carpool lane.
Well, it's been tried.
It's been tried. Yeah, exactly. Let's try Anton in West Hills. He is online. Oh, did we lose Anton? I think we lost Anton. Let's see now that all the phones are getting all screwed up. Now he's on line five. He's on line five.
Anton's jumping around, man.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing out there.
All right. Anton, good morning. Hello?
Hello.
Anton.
Hi.
Is this Anton?
This is Anton.
Okay.
Turn down your radio and tell us what you know.
We are good.
Okay, so I work at a porn company in the customer service department, and a lot of people order these dolls. Yeah. And it's kind of weird because everything that you guys were saying about the edges and stuff, it's all true. They're pieces of crap. Like, I don't understand why we sell as many as we do, but people think they're going to be beneficial.
How many do you sell?
Per week, at least 50.
Whoa! No way!
Swear to God.
Is this an internet mail order kind of deal?
I work on people can order them online. Okay. A lot of people will do like mail-in orders for them, and I think they think they're those dolls that you were talking about, those like $6,000 ones.
They think they're a mail-order bride for real. Dolls.
Exactly. And then they'll get them, and they'll call us and be like, how am I supposed to use this? And then they get all mad when they can't get their money back. It's kind of funny.
Well, the worst part is the plastic faces they put on these dolls. Because of the...
I don't know. Like, the plastic faces look like, you know those like Halloween masks? Or sure. Really cheesy, you can buy them at like a Pick and Save or something?
Sure.
Like that?
Yeah, they look like they have a constant look of surprise on their face. Because they've got the O mouth, and their eyes are wide open. Like, look like they're constantly being surprised.
That's what it is. Yeah. Anton, what is who's the average person that buys it, if you could tell us?
Usually age range between 45 to like 70, and they usually live in like middle America or like the East Coast and like North Carolina.
Really?
Do you have news guys in the Valley ordering a lot of these? Did that ever come up?
You know, you would think so, but not really. Like, most of the calls I deal with are from like Kansas or North Carolina, Virginia. Usually, people that are ordering in the Valley they're just ordering like videos.
Can you imagine going over to Grandpa's house? And
I've had calls where, you know, like someone will call in and they're like, hey, is there any way you can put this in a discreet packaging because my grandkids are over? And I'm like, do you have no shame?
Discreet packaging.
Poor Grandpa. I mean, he needs a thrill.
Ralph, I'm sure you agree. I mean, it's legal and it's harmless. So, I mean, if somebody enjoys that, more power to them, right?
Look, after 50 years of Rosie Palm, maybe a guy needs to spice things up a little bit. Sure. You have to remember, there's a lot fewer things for guys to use in terms of sex toys that are out there in the market than there are for women. But women have thousands of things that they can implement.
But aren't there any out there without sharp edges? I think is an important distinction.
That's why I always recommend the Fleshlight.
You what, Anton?
There are all those dolls that you're talking about without the edges, but I mean, you got to pay at least, you know, like $1,000 just to get something decent. But again, those are the ones that you custom make yourself, and they're pretty real looking. But I mean, I wouldn't ever pay like $1,000.
Do you know this Jungle Jane?
I've heard of the Jungle Jane, but we don't sell it. But we have this one that's pretty funny. It's like a G.I. Joe one. And surprisingly, it's really weird and awkward when a man calls in for the man doll.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a plastic dildo like attached to the bottom of it. Like, it's really funny.
And then when you recognize Psycho Mike's voice on the air the next day, that's kind of really freak you out.
Oh, burn, dude.
Thank you for the call.
One last question for him, and then we'll take a break. But how much do these cost?
Usually these are between $50 and $70, and those are the really crappy ones.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's worth breaking in for, you know, 3-4 times a week.
Sure.
All right, thank you, Anton.
Buy one, and you don't have to keep going back out to other sex shops and breaking in and stealing another
one. Unless you're really into rough sex and she pops. then you're screwed because they're hard to fix. You find the leak and you got to wait and you got to patch them and stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
She's never the same afterwards.
1-800-520-1067. We have some people on hold. We'll take your calls coming up next. We need somebody who has experience with this, and you're out there and you know it. So give us a call.
One of Kevin's friends is a guy, a 23-year-old in Australia, who was arrested for breaking into sex shops, adult novelty store shops, and stealing something called the Jungle Jane, having his way with it, and then moving on to the next one. Not all in the same night, though. He didn't do three in one night, did he?
I don't think so. But he would discard them in the alley behind the store. And they found, of course, you know, fingerprints and other DNA. items.
Evidence.
We're going to take your calls in one moment. Sean, you hang on. We're coming to you first with people who have experience with their own blow-up dolls. I want to thank Jared from Irvine for sending me an email, and I wish I could take these pictures and put them up at KROQ.com, but of course that would violate the CBS indecency policies. But he sent me pictures of what he claims is a $20,000 inflatable blow-up doll.
What?
Are you serious?
Kevin and Bean, how about this one? A little better than your average beach ball blow-up bimbo. It's not mine. I'm holding it for a friend, I swear, says Jared in Irvine. But you got to see these pictures, you guys. Let's go to Sean real quick. He's in Laguna Beach. Hey, Sean, thanks for holding on. You're on the air on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Nothing, guys. About like 2 years ago, my ex-girlfriend, she worked in the adult film industry, and she got one of these. It was a sticker price. It wasn't an inflatable blow-up doll. It was like, it looked pretty, like, real. It felt real.
Mm-hmm. Those
it
are the,
like, a mechanical mouth and everything.
Those are, like, over $1,000. Those are the really expensive ones, right?
Yeah, I mean, it cost, like, $5,500. Oh! But she worked in the industry, so she got it for, like, $1,000 for my birthday.
She got it?
And it was kind of scary.
Dude, how much did she not want to have sex with you that she was buying you a doll?
She got it to, like, join in. That's what I thought. I thought, like, she was totally turned off by me, so she got me this doll.
Right, and then she said, yeah, use the doll tonight. I have a headache.
I'm really curious, though.
Used it. What?
Did you use it?
Yeah, the first time, like, most of the times we used it, it was all together. It was, like, a little two real people and one fake person threesome.
So what was the doll like? You know, you have to be careful.
Yeah, it was, like, freakily, like, real. Like, the
no
face
kidding.
Looked real. The mouth had, like, this mechanical suction thing.
Wow.
Like, the skin felt real.
I hook it up the shop vac to it. Awesome.
Yeah.
Ever a time where you cheated on your girlfriend with the doll?
yeah, a couple.
How many times did you use the doll?
Only a couple, because it kind of freaked me out.
Yeah, I was going to ask, after the first time, isn't it? Don't you go, okay.
You just feel too creepy about it?
I'm a loser, and I don't want to go after me. I know where I've been.
Yeah, it kind of like looks up at you with those fake eyes and stuff. But the weird thing is that, I broke up with her. I have a new girlfriend, and her friend bought from the same company a male doll.
I would not have guessed that there's any of that.
No, it was like I saw it at her house. It's like the main thing. You could pick different sizes when you order it. You can choose like what it looks like online before you like buy it.
Here's what I like about Sean. Every one of his friends has experiences with blow-up dolls.
That's right. Yeah.
It's a unique situation.
That's how he rolls. All right, last question, because I'm curious. You got to be curious about this this real doll. After you have sex with her, can you kill her?
Oh, Bean, what's wrong with you?
I'm just asking.
But why would you ask that?
If it's a fully satisfying evening or if you're still left hanging at the end.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
But I'm just saying.
But I'm saying wow.
Yeah.
Come on.
Dear God.
Sean, thanks for the call.
Come on.
Don't forget, several times each day here on the world-famous K-Rock, we are hooking you up with Xbox 360s and EA's Madden 09 just in time for the Spooper Spool, the big game that we can't mention by name. You'll have another chance to win coming up with our friend Tammy Heidi after 9 o'clock this morning here on K-Rock.
So,
whoever's doing the show. I don't know who's doing the show anymore. I can't keep track. What about Harvey Levin from TMZ.com? I know for a fact that he is working this morning, and he joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning, Harvey.
Good morning, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Good morning, Harvey.
Haven't talked to you in a while. What's been going on? What are you working on there in the newsroom today?
Gosh, there's so much stuff going on. And this is really sad. AJ McLean from Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
It's so sad. He was, he's been doing pretty well with just basically recovery from drugs and alcohol. Oh, boy. Last night, not so good. It's like a real, like, a wake-up to everybody who's struggling with this. I mean, how easy it is to fall off, but he really did, and it just became a whole scene outside the Key Club. It's really sad.
I know that it's tough for everybody who's battling alcohol and drug addiction, but you got to admit, Harvey, if you wake up every morning and realize that you used to be in the Backstreet Boys, that's an invitation to fall off the wagon, isn't it? I mean, seriously, how do you ever forget that?
Well, I have to say, I couldn't figure out a way of telling this story with a TMZ voice, but thank you.
Yeah, sure. You can use that.
I never quite thought of it.
Now, we didn't get a chance to talk to you last week because I think you were on vacation, but so much has...
What? You just didn't call. call. We were not on vacation.
Oh, how about that?
I thought Alex told us that you were out. But anyway, so much has happened since the worst story of the last month, which is the death of Jet Travolta, John Travolta, Kelly Preston's young teenage son. And it got, even if it's possible, it even got worse from there. What's been going on with these people, these shady people that they've been trying to be bribed by in the Bahamas? What's the whole story there, Harvey?
Okay, I'll try to give a really quick Reader's Digest version of this. So here's what the cops say, that some extortionists tried to get $25 million from John Travolta in the Bahamas, and it has to do with Jet's death. An EMT who actually tried reviving Jet has been charged with conspiracy to commit extortion. The lawyer he had hired in the past, this woman who was a senator in Parliament who just resigned, she got arrested on Friday. She's been charged too. And this guy, Obi Wilchcombe, who was one of Travolta's really, really good friends. I was on Larry King the night Jet died. Wilchcombe was on Larry King on the show that I did, talking about the family and everything else. He is being investigated.
Wow.
He hasn't been charged, but he's being investigated. So here's what happened. We know that it's not a photograph, and the cops confirmed that yesterday. It is some kind of document that the EMT allegedly has, and we don't know what the document is. I've been told it relates to Jet's death, but that's all I know. So they make the $25 million demand, whoever these conspirators are. And then Travolta's lawyers kind of smartly start negotiating with them. So they start haggling, and they're going between 10 and 20 million. And the conspirators then finally kind of agree on somewhere in the middle, around 15 million. But they taped this stuff, gave it to the police, and then the police started moving.
So it was a former senator from the Bahamas?
He was a current senator. She just resigned on Saturday. She was a current senator in the Bahamas.
A current senator. Wow.
In Parliament.
But, Harvey, I know that you're a smart lawyer, and maybe you hate to do this, but I'm going to ask for some speculation here. If it's not a photograph, what could be on a document that the people who are trying to bribe the Travoltas would think would be so damaging that would be worth that kind of money?
All I'm saying is we've been on this for a week now. I mean, we've known about this. We've been putting a lot of stories up, and based on what we've been hearing, I can't figure it out. I know I've been told it has to do with his death, but it's something that's really, really sensitive, because people are just, I mean, it's really interesting, and you can kind of judge by the way people talk to you. And some of these people I know, nobody's talking about what this document is, but it's something. All I know is it relates to his death.
But the only things I could think of would be either a drug overdose. That would be embarrassing to John, you know, perhaps as a Scientologist. Certainly as a father. It's not that. And suicide would be the only other thing that I would think.
It's not that.
And it's not a picture the EMT guy took with a cell phone?
No, in fact, that's what, I mean, everybody was thinking that. We put up last week, I was told definitively it's not a picture. And we said it wasn't a picture last week, and everybody started saying, no, it's got to be a picture, they got to be wrong. But the cops confirmed yesterday it's not a picture, it's a document. And whatever the document is, they think that the EMT has that document still. He's in custody. They don't want to release him because they're afraid the first thing he's going to do is run out of jail and then destroy the document, which is evidence. So that's why they want to keep him in.
I can't think of anything other than the stuff we've already talked about that it could possibly be. It's just, is this the type of thing that one day we will find out, or will this stay shrouded in mystery?
Well, if it ever goes to trial, I think we'll find out. But, you know, eventually, yeah, but there's something about this. And again, you got to remember, too, that it just isn't an ordinary document. If they think it's worth $25 million, you know, who knows?
Yeah. This is Harvey Levin on the line. Of course, we're talking to you from TMZ.com, TMZ Television, weeknights at 6:30 on Channel 11. A couple more things real quick for you, Harvey. I was surprised to see on your site this morning, because I've never heard of this before, that there are scalpers who sell fake tickets and packages for people to come to the Academy Awards.
It's so weird. We found a federal lawsuit yesterday that was filed in L.A. by the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences. They're saying that this company based in Arizona is selling packages, get this, $175,000 for these packages.
Wow.
And what you get are tickets to the Oscars, you get a luxury hotel, a sightseeing tour, And the way the lawsuit's written, I mean, first of all, they say these tickets are bogus because they're non-transferable. So whoever buys them, they're trespassers. They're not guests. You can't transfer tickets. So basically, people would be spending $175,000 for a hotel in L.A. And I know.
And you can't buy tickets to the Oscars. There are no tickets available for sale, right?
Right, and they're non-transferable. So even if Leo DiCaprio wanted to sell a ticket for whatever, for a Lazy Boy, he was a Lazy Boy the other day with Bar Rafael. He was. I think that's awesome.
You have too much information, Harvey.
Well, no, he was a Lazy Boy. I think that's funny.
I hear you.
It's unbelievable. There certainly no one would pay that kind of money for this trip to L.A. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, they're concerned enough. I mean, the Academy is concerned enough that they file this lawsuit. And they're also saying that they want to get any money that this company has gotten. Listen, people are crazy for this stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, I agree with you that it just sounds absurd, but so many – I don't know. I mean, they didn't say whether people actually, you know, bit the bait.
Right. Well, for $175,000, you ought to get a Best Supporting Actor or Actress Award. That's all there is.
All right.
Last question for you, Harvey, and you're always great to give us your time. You cover hundreds of celebrities on your site, and the TMZ reporters are all over the world, and you get everybody that's anywhere in public. Is there any kind of a line below which you won't film someone? And I have to ask because Tom Likas is up on the page today.
Oh.
And how does the TMZ photographer make the decision to even turn on the camera and waste your battery power to shoot an interview with Tom Likas on the sidewalk in Hollywood?
Okay, and this is going to sound like shameless self-promotion, and it should, because on the show tonight, it just created this firestorm in the newsroom. I mean, there were some women in our newsroom this morning who were literally screaming.
Right.
I mean, and it actually became kind of an interesting debate, but I think it's a really good piece.
Harvey, they were screaming because of how unbelievably fat he is?
We did this whole thing where people started talking about the fact that he's actually, you know, he's had at least this really, really good-looking woman and goes to Las Vegas and all these women flock around him, and it just caused this whole thing in the newsroom. This is an interesting story.
Because he's fat?
Well, I mean, on a level, people were talking about that, you know, he didn't look good and how'd he get it, and then people were talking about the things he says in the air about women. I don't know. It was interesting. And when you look at what happens in the street when we got him, look, I'm just... we're just the camera guys there.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, the guys were going crazy over him. They just thought he's awesome.
When your photographer was done walking with him, there were a bunch of people standing there ready to get photographs and autographs.
Totally,
I mean, you are right about that.
He's got a big audience. Can I just tell you one?
He's got more than a big audience.
Yeah, one more thing, Harvey. What do you got?
Well, actually, two, and I'll just mention the Jessica Simpson pictures and then move on from that.
But
could you believe it?
Yeah.
But no, what I wanted to tell you was, this is an unbelievable story. You know this guy on CSI, his name's, I think it's Gerald McCullough. You probably don't know who he is.
I don't know who he is.
He's on this, he's a star on the show. He's been around. So he's on a train, a subway going from Brooklyn at 2:00 in the morning about a week ago. And he's on his laptop and he's charging his iPhone and the door opens and this huge guy walks in. He's like 6'3", 240 pounds and just grabs his computer. And McCullough had just been he boxes for sport, and he had been training earlier in the day. So he just instinctively punches the guy to get the computer back. The guy pulls a 10-inch kitchen knife and tries to plunge it into his back.
Ew.
And he's wearing this leather jacket that protects him. But the guy tries stabbing him, and McCullough then starts fighting him. And ultimately, the door opens up, and the passengers are fleeing, and finally some cops get on the train. But we got him last night, and he's just like, what was I thinking?
Yeah, no kidding.
And I mean, it's funny because when you look at him, you just wouldn't believe he would do this. But, you know, it's like he just kind of reacted. And,
yeah.
And now he's looking back and saying, oh, my God. And he's wearing the same leather jacket that he was wearing on the train. But it's just a bizarre story.
That's the kind of thing where you should just go, all right, I need a new computer.
Yeah.
Exactly. You have to factor that in.
All right, you can see
the case too.
You can see that video and all the videos that we've talked about, of course, on TMZ television, and then weeknights at 6:30 on Channel 11. TMZ.com is the site, of course. Harvey Levin, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you
soon,
man.
See
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Tuesday morning. What you talking about, Ralph?
I'm talking about Sam Ronson and Lindsay Lohan.
Apparently, Samantha Ronson hopes that her girlfriend, Lindsay Lohan, stays with her forever.
What about that dude she's been taking pictures with?
That's Samantha Ronson. That's a girl.
Mm,
yeah.
I don't think so.
According to Star Magazine, here's the reason why Samantha hopes they never break up. She gets four times as much money when she spins at a gig when Lindsay comes with her than when she does alone.
That makes sense.
Oh, if she can guarantee to the producers or the promoters that she can bring Lindsay to the gig, they give her four times her going rate.
Wow.
Wow. People just want to be at a party that Lindsay Lohan is at, and they don't really care that much about Sam Ronson spinning
today.
That's
what I'm talking about. She brings the star power, and Samantha gets the cash. So it all works out.
Can he spin? Is he good?
It's a girl. Samantha. Sam is a girl. Mm-mm. Samantha.
No.
Girl. Sam.
That's not possible. Girl.
Jennifer Lopez is looking for a Broadway show to do.
Hey, Ralph, how'd you fit the story in? There's always room for J-Lo. F you.
Wow. Wow.
I'm just saying.
I think it's time to play Can Kevin Repeat This Tomorrow?
Let's do that.
I think it's time for that very popular
I'm sorry,
game.
Ralph. What was your story?
Oh, no, sure, yeah. Change your tune, haven't you, Mantovani? Apparently, she thinks it would show off her acting chops.
In the way movies never have.
More so than movies that never have, exactly. She would be able to, show that she's a real actress. And there's talks maybe of doing a musical, of course, because she can also sing and dance.
She can sure belt them out.
New York Post says, looking for a Broadway show. Lisa, if you're coming down on someone who wants to do a Broadway show.
No kidding.
How dare you?
I don't think she's got the voice, do you?
She doesn't.
She can carry a tune. And with modern amplification systems on Broadway, they use those head mics now. You really don't have to, hit the back seats any longer.
I think it's so much harder than doing a movie.
You don't have to be Ethel Merman anymore to do Broadway.
Good pull.
Thank you. You like that Ethel Merman?
That's good.
My concern is, with the economy and everything, more and more Broadway theaters are actually having to go dark because they can't fill the seats. So that means there's less Broadway shows to actually join if you wanted to join one. And I'm thinking there's a limited number of theaters in Broadway, there's a limited number of shows,
and
a limited number of roles for those actors to fill.
I don't understand where you're going with
this. I'm saying if Jennifer Lopez, as much as she would like to join a Broadway show, there may not be space for her to take a slot on Broadway.
Well, then how are they going to find an appropriate venue and show for her then, Ralph?
Well, my thought is on the subject matter, if you really looked at it hard.
Come on.
You would find that when it comes to Jennifer Lopez, regardless of what avenue of show business she's attempting to express herself in, there's always room for J-Lo.
Yay!
Ah, sweet, sweet J-Lo.
It's going to be sweet. Super sweet. Sweet, 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 sweet. Sweet.
Yes, it was. Hillary Duff has a new gig. She's filed her teeth down. She's fine.
Has she?
They gave her some wood chips to gnaw on, and she wore them right down. Lizzie McGuire, of course, was her big break on television, but apparently she is not only returning to television on a new NBC series where she plays the youngest lawyer in California.
Okay.
An 18-year-old lawyer.
Sure.
Could happen.
Of course.
But she's also going to be playing Bonnie Parker in a new movie remake of Bonnie and Clyde.
Okay.
Of course, the classic story of the bank robber, Romeo and Juliet, has been done several times. The 1967 version with Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway is probably the most definitive version. But they're making a new one, and she's going to play Bonnie Parker in that. No word yet on who Clyde Barrows, her bank robbing partner, will be.
Tony Shalhoub
will be. I just heard this. Tony Shalhoub will be
Mike
playing Clyde Barrows.
Reliable.
Apparently, that came off the wire.
So reliable.
You can look for that soon. I don't know if Hillary Duff has the chops to pull off Bonnie Parker. It's kind of a tough role.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a classic film to remake. But what do I know? Now, if Jennifer Lopez wanted to play Bonnie Parker, I would say, regardless of all the other actresses,
don't.
All right, I'm sorry.
Take
a look at
today's. Don't be so boring.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? James Cromwell, very talented character actor, is 69 years old today. Mimi Rogers, the original Mrs. Tom Cruise, an actress in her own right, is 53. Keith Olbermann from MSNBC and also sports over there on NBC. We did Football Night in America all season long. He's 50. Bridget Fonda turns 45. Actor Alan Cumming turns 44.
Alan Cumming was in Spice World, wasn't he? Wasn't he in Spice
World? Yes, he sure was.
Oh, he sure was. In Spice World. I loved it.
It's a great movie.
And Tricky, rapper Tricky, of all the rappers named Tricky, he is my favorite.
He's your favorite
one.
Name, yeah. Tricky?
He is 41 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show his beat.
That's right. It is time for the original Rodney on the Rock show.
Time
and I'm ready to rock.
That time has passed, Rodney.
I want to thank our friend Harvey for joining us, of course, TMZ.com. How about tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean show? How about this afternoon's Kevin and Bean show? How about Saturday's Kevin and Bean show? What do you got for us, Kevin?
Wow.
Good shows all.
Good shows all.
So
by the way,
say us all.
Tomorrow morning, music with Franz Ferdinand in
what?
The studio.
They've got a new CD that comes out today.
They do, and they're going to be in the studio performing live tomorrow.
Tonight.
They're awesome.
Tomorrow.
Tonight.
That's the name of it, yes. But
wait a minute. Who's the president of China?
We also have Joe Rogan in the studio tomorrow. Talking about UFC 94 and his new game show, Game Show in My Head.
Yeah.
Huh.
And it's a game show in people's heads.
Another hilarity. LaQuisha tomorrow?
Maybe.
And we are hoping, and please don't hold us against it if they don't get their act together,
but
we are hoping to have...
Don't hold us against it.
Don't hold us against it. That we're hoping to have the Coachella announcement for you tomorrow, too. Believe me when I tell you.
Liar.
I know that there are people around the world disappointed that we were supposed to have today.
Stop with your lies.
It's not
Why are you guys telling us?
We would love to, but they haven't finalized the lineup to give to us to broadcast, but I promise
Bean's
you
got
that
it.
We will.
Bean's got the lineup. If you want the lineup, just email Bean.
I don't think that's confirmed yet. 40 minutes left. Stop K-Rock Music coming up next with our friend Kat Corbett. How about Velvet Revolver, the new one from Kings of Leon? We got some Squad, Linkin Park, Smashing Pumpkins, and more. It's all next on K-Rock.
Wish you could have seen the flurry of phone calls that happened yesterday afternoon. Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde here on the world-famous K-Rock. We've mentioned on the air occasionally that we had a new boss for a while.
Yes.
Mr. Troy Coughlin. And, he's like a really, really, really sleazy, like, used car salesman.
Exactly like that.
And tells whoever sitting in front of him what they want to hear. And we couldn't believe our company hired him. And we couldn't believe he hasn't been fired yet. Till yesterday. Then he got fired. Everybody was like, yes!
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
Best news ever.
He's a motivational genius. I don't know what you're talking about, Kevin.
Oh,
everybody loved
God.
Troy Coughlin.
Hey guys, I can hear you on the hallway. I know you must be feeling pretty bad about
what's been happening lately here around the station. I want you to know I appreciate your support.
You're
I appreciate
supposed
you
to be gone.
For me. I'm leaving. I'm just packing up the office, but I couldn't leave without stopping by and saying a few things to you guys,
but
my good friends who have always had my back, and
we,
you know I've had yours.
We liked you less than anyone.
Oh, guys, I know you kid me on the air, and I appreciate that, but I want you to know that I appreciate your support, and I don't want you to feel badly about how things are ending. Because,
we're very happy.
Because I'm telling you something, the secret to a rich life is having more beginnings than endings. And I'm going to have another beginning after this guy. So don't you worry about me. Okay?
We're not worried about you at all.
Just fine. I want you to know that even though I may not be here in body, I am here in spirit for you guys wherever
Take
I go.
Take your
I'll
spirit with you.
What do we do about that?
Hit it, Steve.
It's over.
Yeah, maybe over. But fortunate people often have very favorable beginnings and very tragic endings. What matters isn't being applauded when you arrive, for that is common, but being missed when you leave. And I appreciate that you guys will
you're
be
not,
missing me. And
you're not
I'm
going
to be missed too. And I want you to know, I think the world of you guys, and I want you to know, don't feel bad for me. I'm going to land on my feet. Things are going to be just great because let me tell you something. Hit it, Steve.
It's something unpredictable.
The beginnings and endings of all human undertakings are untidy. And that's what we need to remember. It may not always be easy. But the end of something always leads to something else, and that's what's important. If you want a happy ending, that depends, of course, on where you stop your story. And my story is continuing on, my friends. It's going to continue on as yours will, and I think we're all going to have happy endings. That's how I
First of all, we're applauding you on the way out, which is not what you wanted at all. Second of all, I know a happy ending place on Ventura Boulevard. And third of all, shouldn't security guard Charles be escorting you to your car about now, Troy?
You know, every end is a new beginning. And in my end is my beginning. And I want you to know, in the end, we are all separate. Our stories, no matter how similar, come to a fork and diverge. We are drawn to each other because of our similarities, but it is our differences we must learn to respect in the end. And I think you and I, we all have mutual respect for each other, and that's why we're going to continue on being friends after this, because I support you guys, and I know you
support
me.
You've never been our friend. We've never been your friend.
Hit it, Steve.
You had a bad day.
Yeah, I've had a bad day, but heroes know that things must happen when it's time for them to happen. A quest may not simply be abandoned. Unicorns may go unrescued for a long time, but not forever.
What?
A happy ending cannot come in the middle of the story, and that's why we're still waiting for our happy ending. This is not the end, my friends. This is just
simply
part of the middle.
It is a conclusion.
is simply a place where someone got tired of thinking. But this isn't the end. This isn't the end
at all.
Why don't
you shut up? Once
a hard
in a while.
Beginning maketh a good ending. That's what John Haywood, the playwright, once said. It's never over until it's over. Remember that.
But you don't
that.
Listen to anyone,
hit it,
Troy.
Steve. Beginnings are usually scary, and endings are usually sad, but it's the middle that counts. Keep
this
that in
ending
mind.
Is sweet.
And our middle, I think, has been strong. I think we have accomplished a lot together.
Nope.
And it is better to spend one day contemplating the birth and death of all things than 100 years never contemplating beginnings and endings. That's
we
what I need
don't
to say.
Know what you're saying.
I think you're searching for things that don't exist, Kevin. I mean, beginnings, endings, and beginnings. There are no such things. There are only middles. And our middle, I think, has been well spent here together.
I don't want you to be hit by a car.
All right, goodbye, everybody. Thanks so much for your time here at K-Rock. I've had a great time, and I think you have had, too. I think we've all learned a lot. And keep in mind, an ending is only beginning when you begin what you end, but you never end what you begin.
We don't understand what you're saying.
All right, Troy, good riddance. Say hi to your training wife.
That, of course, would be Weezer on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde. Bean buys all of his Weezer CDs out of the back of a van.
Hey, you like the Weezer? You want the Weezer? Hey, you like the Weezer?
I'm not sure why, but
hey,
we're not kidding.
You want
kidding.
The Weezer? I got the Weezer. You like the Weezer?
The guy was selling it for $5. It just seemed like a value. That's all I'm saying. Look, I don't know why I'm the only one standing up for this, and I don't know why you guys aren't as horrified by this as I am, but there is an epidemic going on in this country, and somebody needs to be the guy to stand up and say stop it, because yet another set of octuplets born in America yesterday. And I'm just telling you, this is a dangerous trend for us people. We got plenty of folks in California. We don't need them coming eight at a time.
This one was in California?
This one was in Los Angeles, Kaiser Permanente yesterday, yeah.
Okay, isn't this the only
You said
only
a trend.
The second?
The second time.
Yeah.
Well, because in Texas.
Forever.
Then Texas, they did it in 1998, and now there's another one here only 11 years later. I'm just saying it's starting to speed up.
It's not a
and
trend.
I'm just concerned that people need to stop it. Kevin, what's the deal with these fertility drugs? Do you go in there and you say, I want 5 or I want 10, or how does that work?
You can put in however many
Fill
eggs
me up.
You want.
Fill me up.
Or how few you want. Yeah, but
ding,
then you
ding,
have to...
Ding, go to the pump. It's like a gas station.
Yes. I don't know. They call it selective... some word to cut down on the number of babies that you have that most people have
selective
to face.
Selective reduction.
Yes. Selective reduction.
So this woman, I mean, she clearly, the woman who gave birth to the 8 yesterday, the octuplets, that's not what she was going for, right?
I don't have any idea.
You don't make that decision that that's what you
Sometimes
want to do.
Sometimes they load you up because you don't know how many you're going to take, how many will implant themselves in the wall of the uterus.
But I think it's gotten, the medicine has gotten good enough that they only do, you know, 3 or 4. I don't think they put in, how many do you have to put in to get 8 babies?
Well, it depends on the circumstance. If you have a history of miscarrying or you've got issues with the lining of your uterus, sometimes they will put additional embryos in to try to, help along the odds that you'll
But you never go for 8 because they say that most times they won't all survive if you were to do that. I mean, that's what makes it so amazing.
They have a litter of humans.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. It's a litter. They have not released any information that I've seen, anyway, about the parents, about what their circumstances
That's
are.
That's because
but
the husband has fleed the country. He's gone. He'll never be seen again. He's got an alias and a passport with another name on it.
He's taking the drive with OJ.
Could you blame him, though?
No way.
Not at all.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, dear God.
You were terrified that you might accidentally have triplets when you knew you had twins, right, Kevin?
I was petrified out of my head for twins.
Yeah.
Eight. That's not smart.
They said to Kevin, you have twins. And he said, 3 babies? I can't have that many. I said, no, that's just 2, sir.
They had 6 boys and 2 girls weighing from 1 pound, 8 ounces to 3 pounds, 4 ounces. They were all delivered yesterday, I guess, by C-section at Kaiser Permanente. They delivered all 8 of them in less than 5 minutes, by the way. And I don't know if that's a Guinness World Record or not, but it sure seems pretty impressive to me. The doctors thought there were only going to be 7, and then there was a little bit of a surprise with that last baby.
Because they're only a pound. They shoot out like ping pong balls in a lotto machine.
I know.
It doesn't take much work.
What happens to this family now, though? That's what I want to know. I mean, I know they're going to get their share of endorsements, and I'm sure, you know, Pampers is knocking on the door to make sure that they're used for the commercials and stuff like that. But, I mean, your life has just got to be – as happy as you are to finally have kids if you've been going through the fertility ritual, your life has just got to be so miserable from this point on for the next 18 years,
well,
right?
Well, let's start with the fact that she's a single mom. Let's start with that.
Because he's leaving.
Dad's gone, right?
There just isn't any way that a guy would stick around and go, yes, 8 babies that are infants and smaller than, you know.
Even in the face of abuse, some men stick around, Kevin. You know, it's a well-documented old wives' tale. It's a story that's sad
that
true.
That guy is so gone. Unless they're independently wealthy, I don't know.
I really
even
can't.
If they're dependently wealthy, I think they're going to have a hard time.
They're in trouble.
Lisa, you watched that show with that other family that has the eight kids. Six of them were born at the same time, right?
And then they
what's their life like? How do they get by with
it's
that?
Hellacious.
Many kids?
I mean,
just feeding them in the morning.
People donate time and all sorts of products to them. I'm sure that they gave them their van. And when they when the family started to grow up, they had to find a new house. They've gotten assistance all along the way, but still, I mean, they got to be there doing all the stuff. Just getting those kids into the van to go get their hair cut is like an hour and a half process.
That's why you get the Flo-Bee. You knock them out in 40 minutes.
It's unbelievable what they go through every day and how much food.
Yeah, they should take them on an island and just see who survives.
Shopping every week.
Just let them fight.
Put all
survival.
Eight kids on an island and then you get the four who really want it. You know what I'm saying? How badly do you want to live?
I'm not detecting a lot of warm fuzzy this beautiful event, Ralph.
No, I'm an assful of this story. They did 20 minutes live on Channel 4 last night, the press conference, the doctor saying, then there was one baby, and then I looked down and there was two baby. And then guess what? Three baby came out, and then the fourth baby, and then five baby, and then the sixth baby, and then the seventh baby. And we thought that was all the babies, but then there was another eighth baby. I could not believe my eyes. Jehoshaphat, I could not believe it.
I'm like, all right, the story is a woman had eight babies. Got it. Moving on. I think people have a lot of questions because
questions. She had eight babies. I know how babies are made, and I know how they're delivered, and she had eight of them. I get the gist.
Well, it happened, and it's a blessed event, and lots of people are happy, Ralph. That's all I'm saying.
No one's happy.
Who
cares?
No one.
Paul Moyer thinks I care a lot more than I actually do. That's my problem with this story. It is manufactured hype. A lot of people say, and then just move on. Let's move on.
Just ahead of 60 minutes of zero commercial-free music with our friend Nicole Alvarez coming up here on K-Rock. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Tuesday afternoon. What's going on, Ralph?
It pays to have your career bounce back. Mickey Rourke, of course, earned a Golden Globe Award and an Oscar nomination for his acting turn in the new feature film The Wrestler. At the age of 56, Mickey's career is stronger than it's ever been. Apparently, so is his wang.
What?
He is currently dating his on-screen daughter in the film, Evan Rachel Wood.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
No. Oh, she's too hot for him.
She's 21 years old, too. He's 56.
She is hot.
He's 56, but he looks 76.
He's got that going for him.
He's weathered.
Yeah. And he's greasy.
Yeah.
And a little crazy.
Yeah.
And can't smell good.
Nope.
She recently broke up with Marilyn Manson, of course, you know.
Yeah.
And on Sunday, so she can't smell anything anymore.
She was seen because this is a lot of cocaine usage.
That's the funniest thing you've ever said.
On Sunday night, apparently, they were seen making out, Mickey and Evan Rachel. So, congratulations, Mickey Rourke.
I would scream and run away if I saw that.
You saw him coming at you?
Yes.
Hey,
let me
tell you about my dogs, Lisa. Let's make out and I'll tell you about my dogs. I love my dogs.
You want to go after Marilyn Manson, really, anywhere?
No.
Not even a public restroom.
But Mickey Rourke could not have gotten a young Hollywood starlet as hot as Evan Rachel Wood is if he was not back, because people date according to their ranking in Hollywood.
Yep. Also, interesting news released this afternoon. Metallica is doing Guitar Hero,
right?
Right.
And they've just released the track list for their upcoming version of Guitar Hero on their website.
Now, this is all Metallica songs, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're calling it the Metallica Guitar Hero.
Yeah, they don't have time for the muh a lot.
Because that's how Lars likes to mention the band, is Metallica.
Metallica.
Yeah. Here's your Metallica tracks for the new Metallica Guitar Hero.
It's kind of gayica.
All Nightmare Long, Battery, Creeping Death, Disposable Heroes, Dyer's Eve, Enter Sandman, Fade to Black, Fight Fire with Fire, For Whom the Bell Tolls, Frantic Fuel, Hit the Lights, King Nothing, Master of Puppets, Merciful Fate, No Leaf Cover, Nothing Else Matters, One, Orion, Sad But True, Seek and Destroy, The Memory Remains, The Shortest Straw, The Thing That Should Not Be, The Unforgiven, Welcome Home, Wherever I May Roam, and Whiplash. Those are your Metallica songs.
And Chocolate Rain.
There's no Chocolate Rain on there.
When does that come out?
Comes out on March the 29th. So I'm sure they will be lining up to purchase that because...
So 2 months from now.
Metallica is very popular.
Metallica. That's what they call it.
Licka. Just call them Licka.
Licka. That's Lika. It's very different.
Yeah, very different.
Speaking of new things in stores, it is Tuesday. That means new CDs and new...
I'm having a stroke!
No. New CDs and DVDs are in stores today. On DVD, you can pick up Fireproof. That is the religious epic starring Kirk Cameron as a besieged firefighter who has to save his marriage by following the teachings of his dad, who gives him a Bible. And the Bible fixes everything.
Well, I think Jesus is a well-known firefighter. Everybody recalls that from the Bible. So,
remember when he put out the fires that money lenders were giving in the temple?
That didn't happen.
Yeah.
There was no fire.
He put out the fishes. He turned water into fishes or something. That was
water
his.
Into wine.
No. No. There was loaves and fishes were on fire, and he put them out.
I don't think that was
really?
The way it went.
And then he walked across a lake of fire.
Nope. Water. He walked on the water. Pretty sure.
Vicky Cristina Barcelona, Penelope Cruz, Scarlett Johansson, end up on a three-way with Javier Bardem. It's a pretty good three-way.
Yeah, no kidding.
I would like to be Penelope Cruz or Scarlett Johansson in that three-way. Get me a little Javier Bardem.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Whoa, Rod. What? Come on.
Kevin said I could say it.
I never said you could say it. How dare you? Javier, what do you think about that?
Javier, are you glad this movie's out on DVD today?
Yes, I'm very glad you like some of my too.
Oh, come on, Javier. Come on, Javier.
I'd be happy to give you some.
You said you can't say that.
I'd be happy to give you some. I like you, Ralph.
Friendo.
You got to say friendo, for God's sake.
Shut up. Or else we don't know who the hell you're doing.
We think it's Mayor Antonio. Here we go.
Cruz Bustamante, for all we know. Pride and Glory, the cop drama with Edward Norton and Colin Farrell. Also out on DVD today. Lakeview Terrace, where Samuel Jackson is a bad cop and a worse neighbor. Open season two. Those, nutty animals in their open season. Rock and Rolla, the Guy Ritchie film starring Gerard Butler and Canary Row, the special edition out on DVD. On CDs, Working on a Dream by Bruce Springsteen. For Never by Hoobastank. And Tonight, Franz Ferdinand by Franz Ferdinand. Also,
who's going to be in the studio with us tomorrow performing.
Yeah, that's what you said about the Coachella announcement, too.
Yeah,
you made me promises you could not keep, Kevin.
We lie.
That's just your way. Take a look.
By the way, Ralph, you were hating on Mr. Springsteen's new release today ahead of it coming into the stores. Are you down on him now all of a sudden?
I like.
I thought you were a big Bruce fan.
I am a big Bruce fan,
if I remember.
I am a big Bruce fan. I have liked several tracks off of his most recent two dozen albums he's released in the past 2 years. Several of the songs I really enjoy, but I haven't really enjoyed an album beginning to finish in a long, long time from Springsteen.
Mm.
I think maybe he needs to narrow him down a little bit. Save the good stuff and put it on one album every 2 years.
Very excited to see him at the halftime show of the Super Bowl this weekend, too.
Yes.
It's going to be fun.
He will be performing there as well. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Actor James Cromwell, one of my favorites from Babe, and he was also in Star Trek and W, mm-hmm. most recently, 24 last season, 69 years old today. Actress Mimi Rogers, what?
69.
Actress Mimi Rogers is 53 years old today. TV commentator Keith Olbermann turns 50. Not an easy name to say, Olbermann.
No.
Kind of gets lost in your throat. Olbermann.
What's happening there?
Olbermann. Bridget Fonda is 45. Alan Cumming turns 44. Is 44 years old today, a talented British actor. And Mike Patton, singer for Faith No More, turns 41 years old today. You got it all.
Huh?
You won it all, but you can't have it.
That's true.
Right? Isn't that their song?
I think Ralph's doing a little bit of Faith No More lyric from the epic song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You want it all, but you can't.
That's
right?
How it goes.
Was that him?
Perfect.
That was perfect.
I'm in a cover band.
What's the name of the band?
Faith Some More. We do all covers. Some More Faith. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. It feels like it should be Friday. I don't know how it's only Tuesday.
Don't bogart that joint.
Not quite yet. Not quite yet.
Only Tuesday.
We got a huge show planned for tomorrow. I think you already mentioned, Kevin, that Franz Ferdinand is going to be performing live in the K-Rock studios tomorrow morning in the 8 o'clock hour, which we're very much looking forward to.
We also have LaQuisha talking about Double Shot of Love, and we have Joe Rogan in the studio. Funny man Joe Rogan talking about UFC and his new game show.
Love him.
That's all tomorrow morning.
All of that tomorrow morning, bright and early, but don't go anywhere. Nicole Alvarez is up next with 60 minutes of commercial-free K-Rock music. If you were to turn off the radio right now, you would not hear Nirvana. And how else are you going to get the opportunity to ever hear a Nirvana song on the radio? So don't do that. Also, Chevelle, The Killers, Incubus, Far, Doin' Pony, and more straight ahead right after this on K-Rock.